about. You gotta put it in
perspective. All right, everyone, please open your textbooks to chapter 4. Today we are going to talk about the human reproductive system.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
If you have it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't have it. If you have it, you need more of it. If you have more of it, you don't need less of it. You need it to get it. And you certainly need it to get more of it. But if you don't already have any of it to begin with, you can't get any of it to get started, which means you really have no idea how to get it in the first place, do you?
Boy, this has been tremendously tremendous.
And now...
I'm the alpha male now, you guys.
Our feature presentation.
Truer words are never spoken.
Who was that?
I think...
The alpha male.
Is that the Paris Hilton... Be her best friend thing. It sounds like one of those guys.
That you could be right. I can't
reality show.
Paris is BFF or whatever.
Yeah.
Lisa's right.
We get so much tape for over a period of so many years that sometimes it's tough to kind of place the weirdo with the program. But yeah, I don't think that guy has ever or it will ever be the alpha male.
No, that's correct.
Pretty safe and safe.
Even in a gay relationship, he will not be the alpha male.
We are pretty packed for calls, but you can still try if you want to get in on the Wednesday edition of Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We're going to get to your calls in 1 minute. The most incredible story I've seen in forever, I have to give thanks to Joe Rogan for tweeting this story, and I have done some research on this before I bring it to you because it sounds so much like an urban legend that you'd think it can't possibly be true, but it's being reported on news sites like ABC and others, and it appears to be legitimate.
What?
So a girl, a 15-year-old girl, shows up at the hospital, and she's way pregnant and getting ready to have a baby.
Yes.
And in the course of examining her, they determine that she has a rare medical condition where she was born without a vagina. Okay? So right there, you got yourself a weird story.
What? Did she get pregnant?
She has no vagina.
What?
Okay? There's a little, there's a shallow skin dimple is what the doctors described it as where, what should be in the place of her vagina. And she's 15 years old and she's ready to pop. And they start trying to figure this one out and they, you know, check out her medical records and realize that 9 months almost to the day prior to that, she had been in the hospital after being in a knife fight.
Okay.
The knife fight came about because she was engaging in a little mommy daddy time with her new boyfriend, bearing in mind she doesn't have a vagina, so she was using what she did have, and somehow she got stabbed by her ex-boyfriend who came over and saw the new boyfriend, and a knife fight ensued. She gets stabbed in the stomach, and then, shall we say, God's goo goes from the stomach to the ovaries.
No way.
And impregnates her.
What?
Exactly.
I'm going with... What?
I know. Too incredible to believe, right? Impregnated by oral sex is basically what the story... Now,
no,
like that...
Here's what's
like,
incredible. Two men are fighting over a woman with no vagina?
That's an excellent point, Lisa.
What's wrong with you guys?
That's a good point.
She must have been awfully hot in other ways.
What does she do?
There's no way that's true. That's going to come
crazy?
Out as not true.
I mean...
But if she doesn't have one, she doesn't have one. How
I know.
Well, would it happen?
That was what the doctors are saying is, look, she couldn't make this up. There's no way she could be pregnant the normal way because she doesn't have the parts
right.
for that. So how did she get pregnant? That's the only way she could get pregnant is somehow to get what's necessary to get you pregnant down to the ovaries where they need to be. There's got to be a way to do it. And it just so happened that the knife wound is what made that possible. Is it the most bizarre thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I don't know that I believe it.
Well, we're going to definitely keep an eye on this story. But I don't know what the lesson is here. don't be born without a vagina.
You're going to get pregnant, dang it.
Wow. All right. Good times.
So there you go. So good times indeed. How's that for a way to start your day, huh?
Let's take some phone calls and try to get that nasty image out of our head, shall we?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
She's got to be hot, though, right? I mean, I would imagine. She's got to at least be hot.
I'm denying that whole story. I don't think she's even real.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Get a prize. How about a pair of 2010 Six Flags Magic Mountain Play Passes? No blackout dates on this, by the way. So you can use them any scheduled operating day of 2010. Why don't we start with Sean? He's on line two today. He's calling to make Psycho Mike's day.
Hey, Sean.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What's up, Callie?
Hello.
Hey, how about Kobe?
How about Kobe, mother effer?
Is that like five game winners this year?
For people that didn't watch the game, tell them, Sean.
Well, he hit a three with 4 seconds left. And before that, he hit a three with 12 seconds left to tie the game. And wins the game for him again.
And he still wasn't playing the full game, right, because of his ankle?
He played the full game.
Oh, did he? Because he was sitting out for, I don't know, 6 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then finally he came back in. But
this is also significant for folks who don't care about the Lakers in that, A, he's the best player, but, B, he's been out with a hurt ankle. He's missed 18 games, I think, and last night was his return. So people were wondering, hey, how's he going to do with the hurt ankle? And apparently the answer is he's fine.
He missed 18 days, not 18 full games.
18 days, sorry.
That's what really separates Kobe from everybody. Always has the Kobe-LeBron argument. And athletically, I think LeBron is definitely on a different level. But no one is like Kobe, where he mentally can just close out a game like that.
Yeah.
With all the pressure on the line after missing that much time, it was as if it was inevitable. It wasn't like his feet were on the line either. This was a 26-foot three-pointer that he just drained without even thinking about it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he's better than everyone else. It's odd. It really is. When you look at everybody else in the NBA, who it's impossible to get to the NBA in the first place. But then
they're
when you get
so
those...
good, and then there's him.
Yeah.
And then there's Sam. Exactly. Let's try John. He's got an Olympic observation for us. He's on line six, and he's calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, John, what it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Nothing, man. I was watching the USA Swiss female curling team yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No one has pointed out how hot some of these Switzerland ladies are playing on the female curling team that kicked USA's ass yesterday.
Well, first of all, those of us in this room could kick USA's ass at curling because they're apparently terrible. Have they won anything this year?
I think we've been winning a few golds, but I don't know in what sport.
No. We're not talking about overall. We're talking about
curling.
Yeah, in curling.
Good.
I think that's something that we should fail in. I'm happy with that.
It wasn't terrible.
Because that's like the Dort medal.
Go ahead, Bean. There are a lot of hot chicks in the Olympics this year, and a lot of hot Olympic curlers, too. The Russian team has some unbelievably hot chicks on it, too. I don't know what it is about curling that attracts hot chicks, but they're there.
I put up a list of hot Olympians at the KevinandBean.com.
Do you have any curlers in there?
No.
Well, you're not doing your job.
And I've seen lists of hot curlers, and I look at it, I go, no curler. Can't be. And then you look at them, and I haven't seen the Swiss team specifically, but aren't you just going, hey, for curlers, they're not bad?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean, no?
That's what John said.
I'm saying they're hot even if they weren't curlers. That's what I'm saying. I can show you some pictures of some of these curling chicks that you won't believe.
Look up Claudia Schaefer. She plays for the Swiss, and she's unbelievable.
All right, we'll check it out.
Claudia Schaefer. All right.
Thanks for the call. By the way, I did a post at KevinandBean.com last night of a whole bunch of different curling-related items because there's a lot of it. And a guy wrote in and said, after years of listening to Kevin and Bean bitch about curling, I sat down and invested well over 4 minutes of my time to see what it was all about. Guys, it's every bit as bad as you've heard, maybe more. They even have timeouts. What the F?
Yeah.
I'm going to purchase a curling stone so that if I ever meet the head of the Olympic Committee or the head of NBC's Olympic programming, I can drop it on his head and then tell him to go sweep the blood.
Nice.
That's not even an overreaction.
No. That's pretty average. Let's go to Jason with some disturbing news. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I want to talk about how Psycho Mike and Steve-O were farting and lighting them last night on Love Line with Dr.
Oh,
we're
no.
not.
Yeah.
Hey, how big was that flame you guys were doing?
We probably lit about 10 farts during the entire show last night. Steve-O lit one that was massive. It was the girls in the production studio, which is separated from the actual on-air studio, were shocked.
Got their hair singed?
It looked like an inferno. It was awesome.
You guys were laughing and crying.
Yeah, It's an advice show for those of you that don't know Loveline. It's an advice show where the people call in and they give them serious advice.
Did Dr. Drew just completely lose control?
Oh, he was laughing so hard, but then he had to gather himself after we lit like, you know, the eighth fart on fire. And he said, "How many years of medical school did I go to be sitting here with you two lighting your farts on fire?"
Excellent question. Yeah,
that's true.
He probably used to have to deal with that all the time when Adam Carolla was the host, but thought those days were long behind him. Now, is that a good use of resources, Mike, do you think?
I could answer that, absolutely. That's a great use of resources.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily translate on radio as well.
Well,
but
that's what I wondered about that.
For the people there, it is the funniest thing in the world. There's nothing funnier.
And there's nothing funnier than thinking about the 14, 15-year-old that's grabbing a lighter and putting it down by his ass today.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how many butt pubes are getting singed right now?
Thanks,
and the 14 and 15-year-olds who are on hold because they have a life-or-death situation and all they need is some help. Oh, my God. This is my last call. I just need to reach out. I need somebody to talk to me. Oh, wait. You can't get to my call because you're lighting farts? Unbelievable. All right. Shall we close with our friend Dwan?
Yeah, sure.
He's not going to let us go until we accomplish this bit of business on the air.
Hey, Dwan.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dwan.
What's going on?
Nothing. And I like to sing happy belated birthday to Drew Barrymore.
All right. Her birthday was yesterday, right?
It was on the 22nd.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Drew Barrymore. Happy birthday to you. And also today is my dad's 50th birthday.
Wow.
Oh.
How about
that?
Big
week for you, Dwan. Everyone important to you in your life is celebrating this week.
Yep.
All right.
So is your thought that Drew Barrymore is listening and she will hear your message, or are you just trying to put good vibrations out there into the atmosphere and you know that that'll eventually help?
Yeah, I hope Drew listens to this and this birthday song go out to her.
Yeah, it would make her very happy.
Okay, I hope she's listening too then.
All right, Dwan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. He's so sad. We had to do that because Dwan writes 25 times a morning telling us it's Drew Barrymore's birthday this week, and he wants to wish her happy birthday. So if you don't put him on, then you still get 25 emails from Dwan every day.
Which is great. Don't get us wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
Yes, we should.
Senior citizens are getting baked at a higher rate than ever before. They are high.
Well, they got aches and pains.
They do. And I guess they grew up at a time where it sort of was a little more liberal. So now a lot of old people.
Sure.
Hitting the pipe.
I'm for it. I think it's great.
As am I.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What do pool men see? We're going to ask today. There's got to be something keeping them there, because the Rihanna story is the one that Ralph told us yesterday in the showbiz, which is that she lays out topless and nude. And she has an assistant tell her when the pool guy's coming over because she forgets.
And she wants to be sure to be topless or nude when he's coming over?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll talk about that on today's show. We have some more Afro calls from Wing. Very excited.
Oh, yay.
Oh, great.
Our favorite singer.
Best $7 we ever spent having Wing call the Afro line.
And didn't pay her, I don't think, either. Didn't even spend the $7.
No, that's true.
We have the Internet Roundup, which is pretty fantastic today. And we're going to tell you about a Raiders cruise. A cruise ship on the ocean that's Raiders themed.
Yeah.
And is full of Raider fans. And that sounds like the best idea ever. So we're going to tell you about that coming up as well. And we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Silver Sun pickups on the way. Also STB, the Dirty Heads featuring Rome and more. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph Garman joins us now for our very first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's crackling?
Celebrities, they love to party. How up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying mouth? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
All right, we're going to spin the wheel. Put down your bets. No more bets, please. No more bets. Charlie Sheen comes up on the wheel this morning.
Yay!
Charlie Sheen has entered a rehab facility.
Shocking.
His keepers are saying it's strictly a preventative measure, though. it's preemptive rehab.
People do that?
Apparently, Lisa. Despite the reports, the actor has been steadily using both cocaine and alcohol for months. This is a preemptive rehab stint.
I didn't realize people used it that way.
Preventative measure. Sure, it's a prophylactic rehab. That's what it's known as. Apparently, Charlie has been, well, according to sources, allegedly loaded for months. So he's going to take a little time off from his CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men and enter a rehab facility. And by the way, his wife is also currently in rehab, which is good because they got two infant sons at home.
Oh,
so
they
can just leave out some water and some food and, you know, the kids will live themselves in and out the doggy door. What the hell?
Yeah.
Look, if you're the best paid actor on television, if you've got an inexplicably popular sitcom that is yet to be funny, yet you are wildly overpaid for it, and you are talented, you are an actor of limited talent, and you have the most successful career on television, isn't that enough to make you stop effing up your life?
The answer, no.
I guess not.
Do you dislike Charlie Sheen, Ralph?
I don't dislike him, but I think, as I mentioned, he is a wildly limited actor in terms of how good he is. He is just barely serviceable on a show that is inexplicably popular to me.
I find it funny.
I know.
What are you going to do if he gets the Sharktopus job? What are you going to do?
I don't think there's any danger of that happening.
I don't either, but how sad would that be for you?
They wouldn't be able to pay the insurance it would take to hire Charlie Sheen now.
Yeah.
The budget of Sharktopus is, wouldn't be able to handle that weight.
But a guy like you, though, clean track record, always on time, always healthy.
I'm going to get as loaded as Charlie Sheen, but I will show up to work that morning. I
can
guarantee you that. So, yeah, thought that was it.
Yeah.
Look, you don't have much going on is what I'm saying. You're Charlie Sheen. You're not really a good actor. You're not that funny. And yet, you've been blessed. Don't you say, I'm blessed, I have to keep my nose clean? Especially when you've been through it and you've been through rehab and your father is, you know, has done everything he can, Martin Sheen, to keep you clean and sober, and your family has been so supportive and everything else, all that good stuff. You got two new kids. I mean, what's it take to make you see the light, Kevin?
I
don't know why I just said that, but... All right, I love Lady Gaga more than ever now. Now I really love her.
Why is that?
Now I really, really, really love her. Because she's on the cover of a British magazine called Q.
Uh-huh.
She's topless. She's covering her breasts with a gloved hand. Of course, the glove looks like Freddy Krueger. It's got long, creepy, weird fingers on it.
Yeah.
Because she can't do anything normal.
Right.
But this is why I love her. In the pants, the leather pants that she's wearing on the cover... She has stuffed a giant dildo into her pants.
Yeah.
So that there's a giant bulge going down her leg.
Are you sure?
As a gag.
Are you sure it's
fake?
Yeah,
well, because she mentions it.
Okay.
She said, we all know one of the biggest talking points of the year was that I have a blank. So why not give them what they want, she said about the magazine cover. So it was her idea to pose that way with a dildo in pants. That's funny.
Very funny.
That's very funny.
Yeah. You were turned on, though, weren't you?
No, I was not turned on. Right. I laughed and laughed and laughed until I...
Had yourself.
Yes. Frankie Muniz, this freaking kid, he's like 8. He's got $90 billion, and he's a race car driver and a movie and TV star. But
he certainly
never
has to work another day in his life.
That's not
for
enough
sure.
for Frankie. Great story this week about the fact that he has become the drummer for an unsigned band... From Arizona, called You Hang Up.
You Hang Up.
Frankie's now 24 years old, did an interview with PopEater.com about his life as an aspiring rock star, and he said, you know, the acting thing kind of waned for him, and he became a race car driver, professional driver, and did very well for himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
And then he's been a drummer since he was 12 years old, he said, and this band found him because he was playing drums in a video on his MySpace page. Or Facebook, one or the other.
Okay.
And... they have some mutual friends. They got together, and now he's the drummer for You Hang Up. So they're unsigned, as I mentioned, but there is a link to some of the music in this article, and I've listened to him. Here's a little piece of it. I'm telling you, it's not too bad. That is a lot of stuff I've heard lately. So there's Frankie Muniz's new career.
Huh. Odd.
I hope he becomes a big music star. Gets a Grammy. Gets richer. That's what I wish for him. Today's celebrity birthday is Edward James Olmos.
Yeah!
from Battlestar Galactica and from Miami Vice. He is 63 years old today. Musician George Thorogood, the Delaware Destroyer.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 60th birthday. Apple Computer co-founder Steve Jobs is 55 years old today. News correspondent Paul Lazan is 54. Actor Billy Zane, 44 years old today. He was in that short-lived series, The Deep End, about lawyers on ABC. It was out this year.
But barely out, yeah. Right?
I mean, it was pretty good.
Did it air once, maybe twice?
I think it was more than that, but no one paid any attention, so it's going away. But he was real good on it. And boxer Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. celebrates his 33rd birthday. Of course, he's got that big fight with Sugar Shane Mosley coming up in May. Got to take money. Got to take Floyd.
That's what I think.
Sugar's on the other side of that hill, I think.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, I think Floyd's still the man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. I've been on one of these cruises. Kevin, you've taken a cruise or two in your life, right?
Uh-huh.
You like them? Fun?
They're okay. Good. I took one that was, I didn't realize was up to Alaska. I didn't realize that's where they put the old people that are waiting to die. They just float them around the ocean until they die. And that was horrible. And then you take them in the Caribbean, and it's much better because, the
younger people, they're there to party.
People like, say, 89 and below
right. Go
to the Caribbean. So that was fun.
The cruise ship industry has been trying for a long time to try to dispel that image of just old people taking cruises. And now they've come up with theme cruises that are very, very popular. All sorts. I mean, they have singles party cruises now. They have gay cruises now. They have a whole bunch of cruises you can take out with television shows, members of TV shows or bands. For instance, you like bands. Let's say, I've heard of classic rock bands that will go out, and you can spend the week with REO Speedwagon. They'll be performing on the boat or whoever it is.
Right, that's just an example. They don't do that.
They really do.
They don't. No, but I'm saying REO Speedwagon specifically.
REO Speedwagon, Styx. There's a whole bunch of bands that do these cruises. But the point is that here's one that I think may be of interest to many Kevin and Bean listeners in California, in Northern and Southern California, because there are a lot of fans of the Oakland Raiders.
Raiders. R A D.
Yes.
R. R. I.
Right.
D. E-R. Right? S.
Those are our people.
Wow.
Anyway, the Raider Cruise is for reals. It's a 7-day cruise for Raiders football fans aboard the Royal Caribbean Mariner of the Seas vessel. It's leaving Southern California on May 2nd, making 3 stops along the Mexican Riviera before returning on May 9th. And apparently there's going to be Raider football players and just entertainment and all sorts of stuff lined up for people who love that team. Pretty good idea, right?
Unless you're on it.
We asked producer Alex to line up somebody to talk to from the Royal Caribbean Mariner of the Sea cruise line, and let's find out who we got. Hey, Kevin and Bean Show here.
Thank you for calling Raiderlicious Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Rudy Cisneros, what's poppin'?
Rudy!
Oh, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
Hey, what's going on,
what's
Rudy?
Poppin' on?
What are you doing there?
I like them. I'm a cruise director now, fool.
There's no way you're a cruise director.
I am. I'm on a boat right now, fool. Listen.
Yeah?
Hear the ocean?
Like, not much.
I'm on a boat, I guess.
How about that, fool? Like, I thought I was, like, jobless forever. I was going to be, like, between jobs,
Sure.
But, like,
right.
Now I'm on the Raiderlicious cruise line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
This is the flyest boat ever, fool. The USS Al Davis. It's the first.
I don't think it's named the Al Davis.
No, it is.
Okay.
Fool. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the first full-size commercial cruise line on hydraulics.
I don't think that's true.
Pretty cool. I'll hit the hydros right now.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, pancake it.
There you go.
You can see the waves up in here, fool. It's crazy.
Now, do you put it up on blocks in your front lawn when it's not out on the water?
How'd you know, fool? Like, it's got a chain steering wheel. It's clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I drive it up on my mom's lawn. It's pretty crazy. It takes up, like, 40 people's front lawns, but...
Well, sure. Now, Rudy, what goes on the Raider cruise? I understand that it would be fun if you have some former Raider players there people can talk to and get autographs, but what else do you do? You're out on the water for 7 days.
Yeah, it's like... Honestly, it's like the best boat ever, like the crazy experience, like you were talking about, I guess, like, they got different themes, like
right.
This one's all about like the Raiders, we'll show like Raider movies or like game tapes and stuff, like we got all the different stuff that like a Raider fan would really want to live the Raider lifestyle when you're up on the USS Al Davis, you know what I'm saying? Like we got the Jim Plunkett barbershop. You know what I'm saying?
Does he actually cut your hair?
Nah, we just named it that. But it's only shaved head.
Okay.
Only shaved head's allowed. Like, that's the only real cut we do.
I see.
And we'll hook up your highness eyebrows. That's too, that we'll do that, too.
Okay. All right.
We got the Bo Jackson Budweiser pool.
Is it the filled with Budweiser?
Yeah, literally filled with Budweiser. It's clean, homie. All right. Like, and then, like, by the way, you don't need to bring no trunks or nothing. We got free Levi's right there.
Is
if you
want
to go swimming, yeah, we'll just hand them out, you know, like awesome. Towels and stuff.
That's
yeah,
nice.
It's pretty clean, right?
Yeah.
What about, like, the Tim Brown tattoo parlor?
Well, you got to have a tattoo parlor,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and by the way, your tattoo's free if you get a Raider insignia, a picture of your mom, or the Virgin Mary.
Really?
Yeah.
It has
yeah,
to be one of those
yeah,
three.
Yeah, free up on the... And we hook it up. Dude, Mr. Cartoon's here. It's clean.
Mr. Cartoon wow. is not there.
He's right here.
He's not there.
We got the Marcus Allen Dancing Hall. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go... And by the way, this time around, we got Roger and Zap, fool.
Is
Roger,
that right?
Oh, Zap is
right.
playing.
Clean
How
computer
about
love, bitch.
How about that?
Yeah. And what about the Rich Gannon's Cutlery Store?
Well, why does he have a cutlery store?
Because in case someone's acting a fool, you know what I'm saying? Got to get yourself a shank. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should be selling knives on a Raider cruise.
We got the Howie Long handball court. What? And this handball court, by the way, is an exact replica of the one in the L.A. County Jail.
Wow.
So you know what I'm saying?
So everybody
Raider
will
fans,
be very
Raider
familiar
fans,
with
they
it.
Feel like right at home. You know what I'm saying? And like finally, like I'm telling you, the most important thing nowadays is on these cruises is to be green. You know what
sure.
I'm saying?
Oh, that's
like,
the most.
Like the environment, you know, you don't want like too much what they call it a carbon waste. You know what I'm saying?
Footprint,
like,
right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, and like so we got the John Madden green room.
The what John Madden green room.
You just go in this room.
That's the one.
That kind of green.
You fire up the green, fool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
This is the spot. Plus, we sell shrimps. You get hungry.
Shrimps?
You smoke them with weed. There's some buffet, fool. Okay. Some shrimps.
All right, Rudy. I think you're doing a good job
all
representing
right,
the company.
Out,
bye now.
We're going to ask the question coming up next there on the Kevin and Bean Show. What have you seen as a pool man that makes it worth having that job? Because if Rihanna is really laying out naked and the pool man's coming yeah. by once a month, then there must be something in it for you. So we want to hear about that coming up. Also, Ralph Garman interviews actor Sean William Scott about his new film called Cop Out by director Kevin Smith. That's all coming up in the next hour or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
Go to kevinandbean.com. You can check out the Internet Roundup and you can see all of the different videos that we've highlighted for you. There's one that we don't have any audio from. It's is that a leak in the ceiling? And you have to watch that. It's one of the funniest visuals you'll ever see.
Okay.
Dude in a store walks over, feels something dripping, and then things go south. So you have to watch that. That's very funny. We also have this dude.
I'm on a horse.
We got that.
I love that guy.
He is on a horse.
He's on a horse.
Hey, I saw the other version of that commercial where he's riding the horse backwards yesterday. Have you seen that one?
No.
Did you know women prefer Old Spice for their men 1 bajillion times more than lady-scented body washes? Did you know that I'm riding this horse backwards? Yeah.
So that's up there.
Who rides a horse backwards?
That guy?
The Old Spice guy, right.
In this economy, it is funny occasionally when something comes along and makes you laugh at the problems that we seem to be having. There's a home builder who built his own house, and he owed $160,000 on it. He'll explain it in a second. And he got an offer for $170,000 and wanted to take it. The bank was going to foreclose on it and said no.
Uh-oh.
So what did he do?
Today, it is a pile of rubble covered by snow.
When I see that I owe $160,000 on almost a $350,000 home and somebody decides they want to take it, I wasn't going to stand for that, so I took it down.
You heard him right. He bulldozed his home.
Yes, bulldozed his house wow. right to the ground.
Dude.
He owed $160,000. He had got an offer for $170,000. The bank said, no thanks. We think we can get more at an auction. We're going to foreclose on you.
Wow.
That's kind of a dick move on the bank's part, right?
So he bulldozed the house.
He
was
he
to
would
be
have
working with you.
Yeah, he would have been able to walk away from that
mm-hmm.
and not be in debt anymore.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so that's ridiculous.
That's terrible. He built the house himself too, by the way,
yeah.
and then took it down and gave them a field back, basically.
I love that.
I don't know if you've seen the video of the koala bears fighting.
Oh, that's too
koala
sad
bears
for me.
Don't fight.
Too
they
sad
do?
For me.
They do fight,
I thought
and they
were
make,
loaded all the time.
They are loaded all the time, but they fight as well, and they make noises that you would swear are only from sci-fi movies.
Really?
They just push each other until one gives up. Spoiler.
boring fight I've ever seen. Oh my god! Oh my god! Brandon Roney! God, serious.
I'm sorry, that was Kate from last night's Love Line, and Mike and Steve are lighting their farts.
By the way, why isn't Koala Bears Fighting one of Mike's new bands?
In 1986, they were trying to sell the giant turd that is curling to Americans. 1986, during those Olympics. And they did a commercial to tell you how much fun people who curl have. And you watch it and you go, wow, those people are smiling a lot. They are so happy. If curling can do this for me, I'm in.
There's a world of fun waiting to sweep you up.
And it's at your curling rink.
Get swept up in the fun of the game.
Get swept up in the fun of the people.
Curling will sweep you up in action.
Exercise.
Good time.
And a world of new friends.
On the ice.
And off it.
Curling! Get swept up in the fun.
F*** you. That commercial is unbelievable, too, not just because the people are so excited about curling, but because I forgot how popular those Bill Cosby sweaters were back in the mid-'80s.
Oh, man.
At least everybody in this commercial is wearing one, I'll tell you that.
Speaking of Bill Cosby sweaters, Tiger Woods is deeply sorry and made an apology. And the first thing that we had was his phone answering message, remember, that he left, and it was asking them to take their name off the phone?
Yes.
Hey, it's
Jam came from.
It's Tiger.
So you got that gem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then he went on for that 2-day seminar, I think, a couple of days ago, where he was talking for 2 days.
No.
Oh, you mean his 13-minute speech on Friday, right?
And he put us all to sleep. He's deeply, deeply sorry. And then this one, you can see the video at KevinandMe.com, Internet Roundup. This one, they cut in other people who are apologizing near the end. Every, you know, politician,
yeah,
Kobe.
Oh, David Letterman, cool. Kobe, Governor Sanford, yeah, Elliot Spitzer, they're all in there. It's the big old apology mix.
I want to say to each of you, I am deeply sorry. I am deeply sorry to my wife, Elin. I am deeply sorry. My sponsors, I am deeply sorry. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. I am deeply sorry. Deeply sorry. I have a long staff. It's hard, my staff.
What?
I felt that I had reserved to enjoy my long, 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 hard staff. I thought only about
I'm deeply sorry. Deeply,
deeply,
deeply, deeply sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I am also aware of the pain my staff has caused.
I have had sex with women.
To everyone involved in my enormous staff, I am deeply sorry.
I'll lay it out. It's going to hurt. I'm a bottom guy.
I still believe it is right to shield my staff from the public spotlight. It's not what you achieve in life that matters. It's money and fame.
That's true.
In my long, hard, enormous staff.
That's true.
We're really living in an age where nothing is significant unless there's a remix up within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true. And I like it. I like the remixes, and
yeah,
I'm glad that we
cool.
live in that age.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bane, Internet Roundup.
What's the deal with the STP these days? They're together again?
Oh, yeah. Happier than
still
ever.
Broken up? Mm-hmm. I'm serious, because I know they keep going back and forth, but I think the last thing I heard is they were going to work together again. There's no more Velvet Revolver, now STP's back together. Have you guys heard that?
That is correct.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to actually put out music.
Right. That's the
problem.
That's
true. Yeah. That's a good point. All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. We're so lucky because none of us in this room know a goddamn thing about anything, but we have so many great listeners who are experts in virtually every field. And we were talking about a story about an hour ago that was unbelievable. And we thought, let's get a professional opinion on this. Let's go to our old friend, Dr. Mo, who's an outstanding surgeon and doctor and seems to be a pretty smart guy and knows all things about all things. Dr. Mo, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Did you hear this fantastical story that Bean made up?
Nope, Dr. Mo. All right.
Okay, good. Well, in that case, I'm super psyched that you're on the line because we want to get your impressions as a doctor, okay? There's a story that's going around, and it's on all the legitimate news sites, including ABC News. It does not appear to be an urban legend, but Kevin just can't believe that it's possible that it happened. A 15-year-old girl turns up pregnant at the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Well, she has a very rare disease that you may have heard of called Meyer-Rokitansky-Kusterhauser syndrome, which means she was born without a vagina.
Really?
You with me so far?
See, he doubts you too.
But it gets way weirder than this, Dr. Mo. All right, so she's pregnant. She's got no vagina. How did she get pregnant? Well, the hospital investigates, and it turns out that 9 months prior to her coming in to have a baby, she had also been in the hospital, this time in the emergency room, after a knife fight. It turned out that she was having oral sex with a boy, and the ex-boyfriend showed up. A knife fight ensued, and the woman, the girl, I should say, she's 15 years old, was stabbed in the stomach. The theory is that the parts that were necessary to get down to her, whatever was necessary to get down to her ovaries to impregnate her, leaked out of her stomach and into her ovaries after the knife fight.
And I'm saying, no way!
And I'm saying, I so agree with Kevin.
Yes!
Really?
Okay, but those words have never been spoken by a smart person before.
I know. No. And you know, that wasn't easy for me to say.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure you got a little hiccup in your throat as you tried to form that sentence, right?
About only that. A little, but yeah. I mean,
not okay, possible,
first of all,
right?
I will tell you that the most ridiculous explanations by 15-year-old girls who are pregnant have happened. Now, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you say it's on a legitimate site, and I haven't checked it out, and I will go check it out.
By the way, Dr. Mo, Bean's not saying it came from the girl. He's saying they did, the hospital staff tried to figure out how it happened.
And their conclusion was that she didn't have a vagina. She could not have gotten pregnant through that route, and that the story seemed plausible because the knife fight and the puncture in her abdomen coincided with the time that she would have conceived.
Yeah.
Possible?
I mean, yeah. I really need to look into somebody being born without their private parts, but still.
Was this in Thailand?
It was in Africa.
Oh.
It was in Africa. But let me ask you this. Have you not heard of people who are born without vaginas? Because I feel like I've heard of that before, Dr. Mo.
No, I haven't heard. Because when things develop, when you're, you know, when you're going to either be a boy or a girl, things happen when you're an embryo because of the way hormones affect parts of your body, so you'll grow either one way or another. And I do know that there's certain conditions where the parts don't grow,
right?
Or they, you know, okay, I'm fine with that. Now, okay. Let's just be a little technical here. If you don't have a vagina and you're able to have a baby,
okay,
you have to menstruate. You have to do something. Some of that stuff has to come out somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And just build
saying.
Up, or yeah. You'll explode,
right?
Or whatever. So if it can come out, it has to get in somewhere.
Interesting.
You see what I mean?
So, yeah. you're finding a crack in the story as well as a crack in her undies.
Hey,
wow.
Not to be disgusting.
Wow. Too late.
Like Bean.
Too late.
The doctor said inspection of the vulva showed no vagina, only a shallow skin dimple. But you're saying if there needs to be an exit, there also has to be an entrance of some sort.
Correct. Now, there are things called fistulas, and those are abnormal.
Hey, take it easy with the language, Dr. Mo.
Hey, this is all in a textbook. I understand the FCC and all that stuff.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Jerry Lewis and whatever. So, there must be an abnormal connection somewhere. Now, whether it is to maybe her bladder or her rectum, which are organs near it, and people are known to have sexual...
Sure.
Yeah. I bet you there's going to be something else that comes out of it saying, oh, by the way, yes, she has something weird, but this is how it physically happens.
So your initial reaction is if you strip away all of the fantastical parts, strip away the fact that she's in Africa and she's 15, strip away the boy, strip away the knife fight, it's ultimately going to boil down to the oldest story in the world, which is a girl makes up a story because she doesn't want to admit that she had sex.
There's got to be something more to this. Seriously, guys.
This is the first time anyone smart has ever agreed with me.
I want to believe.
Wow.
No,
Bean does want
to
believe. He
want to believe.
He wants the story to be true more than anything.
I'm with you. You know, Bean and Pluto and everything, I'm with you there.
All right, listen, Dr. Mo, I'm going to send you the site that I'm on, the version of this story.
Totaleffingbs.com.
I know that you will investigate it further, and perhaps then you can get back to us with your final opinion once you've had a chance to review the materials as a doctor.
Tell you what, I'll be in the office 9-ish today.
All right.
I'll do it, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Fantastic.
Okay. Dr. Mo, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on with such short notice. We appreciate
you. See you guys later.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
man.
La man. You put the La lime man. In the coconut,
you
man.
You mix them both up. Pop, pop.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
You're listening to Radio Malibu.
It's 6:53.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Green Day on the way. Also, Gorillaz, Smashing Pumpkins, Phoenix, and more. Right now, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Crazy names the kids have for their bands these days, huh?
Yeah.
Gorillaz, Smashing Pumpkins, Phoenix. Kids today. They're rock and roll. Their mood rings.
That doesn't happen. That was a long time ago.
Oh, sorry. Interesting story today in the LA Times that James Cameron originally asked both Matt Damon and or Jake Gyllenhaal to star as the leads in Avatar, but neither one was interested.
Wow. Interesting.
Really?
How do you feel now about that choice?
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Ooh, I love to kiss Ben Affleck. And Jake Gyllenhaal, of course.
Sure.
Brokeback Mountain fame.
Sure.
You think he's happy he chose the Prince of Persia over Avatar?
I'm going to go with absolutely.
Maybe the Prince of Persia will be the greatest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh!
That's interesting. I mean, there's a long list in Hollywood of roles that people turned down that maybe in retrospect it was not the best decision they ever
made. Worst idea.
Yes.
One of my favorites I've heard... just today. There's a website called notstarring.com, which is solely dedicated to actors who didn't play famous roles.
But were asked to?
Yeah.
They turned them down?
Yeah. Near misses. And apparently Charlton Heston was asked to play Chief Brody in Jaws.
Oh, wow.
Imagine Chuck Heston going after the great white shark in Jaws.
I would love that.
Get your fins off me, you goddamn dirty shark!
Wouldn't have been quite the same, I don't think.
Charlie Sheen is in rehab.
Well, he wanted to be close to his wife.
Is he visiting his wife?
No,
he's
in rehab.
Huh.
Although his people are saying this is just a preemptive measure.
Preemptive rehab?
A preemptive strike against cocaine, apparently. As opposed to the shock and awe theory.
Never really heard of that.
Well, because it doesn't exist. His wife is in rehab. He is currently in rehab. That means the kids are out panhandling for beer money.
I hope not.
No, they're just little infant children. And apparently Los Angeles Child Protective Service workers have visited their house over the weekend. So no word what's going to happen with the kids, but it's a bad scene.
Wow.
I'm curious about this. Let me ask Psycho Mike just real fast. Mike, you're well-versed in the recovery stories. Does somebody check themselves into rehab because they're feeling weak, or do you have a problem before you get to that point?
Yeah, it doesn't often happen where you'll check into an actual in-house facility just because you feel like you might have urges.
You know? You call your sponsor, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
exactly
your doctor or your therapist.
And you start going to more meetings, and you can get yourself back in the program without getting into an in-house facility.
Yeah, now, reportedly, Charlie had been indulging in cocaine and alcohol for months, so it doesn't really count as preemptive, I think, if you're already off the wagon. And it's emptive. Not preemptive, it's just emptive. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Says that she's not a full-blown lesbian.
Okay.
Because Samantha Ronson, she tells this reporter, was the only woman she's ever been attracted to. Really?
Suck it!
Really?
That's it?
That's the one you pick? She said their nonstop fighting, she believes, was due to Samantha's friends and family being way too involved in her life. Yeah, that's the problem, Lindsay.
Yeah, it was her family.
Yeah. You don't want your family and friends involved in your life. Right, Lindsay?
It's not possible that that's the only girl she's ever been attracted to. That just is not possible.
No.
Well, it is if she likes men.
Anne Heche. I think the only woman she was ever with was Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, but Ellen DeGeneres is at least passable.
Attractive. Yeah. She's attractive.
Plus, that also was a career boost for Anne Heche, too.
How dare
Legendarily, that was a career move on her part.
You know, girls can become very close with girlfriends, and...
Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah.
One of them is...
Yeah, tell us more.
Tell us more.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa. What else happened then?
Who else? What then?
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
What do they do now?
Yeah.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know about Lisa and her girlfriends. That's what I don't know.
I'd like to hear more about that.
I only pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
And Miley Cyrus will officially be a presenter at the Academy Awards. Okay, I'm out.
What the hell's going on with this?
Bye-bye now.
Seriously.
Let me tell you something. Miley Cyrus does not belong at the Oscars.
Miley Cyrus thinks Oscar lives in a trash can and is green.
He doesn't? See, because that's Sesame Street. She's young.
Because she's really young.
She's really young.
Apparently, Zac Efron and Kristen Stewart will also be on hand to present Below Me.
It's not the Teen Choice Awards. It's the
Oscars.
They're
going to come out and get a surfboard and then be slimed.
And now people who will never win an Oscar.
Screw you.
The announcers will say.
Oh, screw you.
I want George Clooney and Julianne Moore and people like that on my Oscars.
You don't want Miley Cyrus?
No.
But she did that movie.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
That's our point.
Pulls a train.
Oh! No!
Wasn't she that?
I don't think.
Oh, no.
Damn you, Sharktopus! I'm going to put her in Sharktopus.
Good luck with that.
As the Sharktopus. Nice. Those giant choppers of hers. Today's celebrity birthdays. Edward James Olmos is 63 years old today. Musician George Thorogood is 60. Billy Zane, 44 years old today. He was the Phantom. Do you remember the Phantom movie, The Phantom?
No.
Comic book movie, The Phantom?
No.
It was great.
Was he in Titanic also?
He was the bad dude in Titanic.
Bad guy in Titanic.
He was the bad love interest as opposed to the good Leonardo DiCaprio love interest.
Anything in the last 20 years?
Let's see. He's currently on The Deep End, a series on ABC about lawyers.
Man, sorry I asked.
44 years old today. And boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It might be challenging. It might be difficult, but there's no level of difficulty.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
For the 1,000th time in a row, by the way, a listener had to alert us to that. I'm really getting worried about us. I'm really legitimately starting to get concerned that we don't even listen to our own show anymore.
Well, I think you know that what I mean.
Right. I guess that's the problem. That's the problem.
You mean? Right. See, right there.
You know what I mean.
We speak Kevin now, so we don't have to have trouble translating like a lot of people who are listening on the other side of the radio. All right. Speaking of not listening to our show, Ryan Seacrest, who does a very popular, inexplicably popular radio show nationwide, had Rihanna on this week. And she was talking about how she loves to lay out naked in her backyard, naked and topless in her backyard, which is...
What a waste on Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
What's he going to do with that? He can't even bank that information for later. It's no good for Ryan. So she says the pool guy has seen her naked on more than one occasion. Oh, my God, it's true. I don't, like, flaunt my stuff to him. I just have no idea what day it is ever, so I never remember what day he's coming, and I always am just walking around my house naked. So apparently that's the pool guy's life, though, is he gets up, gets in his little truck, and drives around the neighborhood to start cleaning pools, and 3 minutes later, he's walking into the backyard, and there's Rihanna sprawled out naked at the pool. That's that guy's day. It almost makes it worth being a pool man.
I would literally stop all other jobs and sleep in my truck in front of her house and just keep an eye on things and just go out every time she's nude. That sounds like a great job.
Every time there's one leaf in her pool, you're back out there with the net,
right?
Oh, I
need some help here, huh?
So we started talking about this yesterday when Ralph brought this story up to us, and we thought, man, the pool guys have got to have some stories because this is obviously not the only occasion. I mean, that's what people do out at the pool is lay out in semi-clad or no-clad way, right? I mean, that's what you do at the pool.
Yeah, but that's not always good, by the way, depending on the person.
That's true, too.
I'm sure people have stories that have been great, and people have stories where they saw things that they will never be able to unsee, and they want to put their own eyes out and never work in the pool cleaning industry again. But those are the people that we're looking for today, people who have stories. You are a pool man or used to be a pool man. We want to hear from you. I say pool man because I don't know that there are very many women doing that job, are there?
I don't know. But
I haven't heard of it.
I haven't seen it.
I'd be willing to bet that we'll find more people. And, of course, this is more of a West Coast thing because, you know, sunny days and pools and stuff.
Right.
But I'd be willing to bet that we would find people who've had relationships with, sex with, not just seen.
Oh, yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Oh, how can I ever thank you? Thank you for cleaning my pool. Can I get you a drink? You know, that kind of stuff.
Since you're already over here with your long pole... Right?
Something like that, yes.
So, all right. So here's what we're looking for. We're looking for you if you're the pool man and you've seen stuff or done stuff with the clients whose homes you visit. And I guess we could also be looking for, if you're the, you know, you're the person who's laying out by the pool, right? We'd like to hear your side of the story as well. You somehow got involved, or the pool man showed up while you were out naked or doing something out naked. We want to hear from both of you at 1-800-520-1067. I don't know that we've ever done this before. We've ever looked for the pool man before.
We haven't, but it sure seems like they would see a lot if that's all they do every day.
I'm sure.
If you go to, how many houses can you do in a day? Maybe 30?
If I don't know if you're that many, but yeah, you definitely are.
Let's talk to Dustin, for example. He's a pool guy. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, I walked in on a four-person sex party in the backyard in the pool.
That's what I'm talking about.
No kidding.
Kicking things off with a four-person sex party.
How about that? What were the sexes of the people involved?
Brown, light Latinas type thing?
No, that's not sexes as much as it is
colors.
Yeah, I said, what were they? Was it two men, two women? Is that what the party was?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Man, and man?
And did they, were they, what was their reaction when they see that the pool man just showed up?
They were kind of in shock and then asked me to leave, so I kind of slowly walked out.
So you didn't continue on or back up, you just froze?
I kind of just watched for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Yeah. I think so. I would have tried to figure out, hey, this is what's happening here.
We're going to get to a bunch of calls at 1-800-520-1067. But real quick, Dustin, we just want some basic info. First of all, how many pools do you do in a day on average if you're a pool guy?
If I'm trying to get through the week, during the winter I can do anywhere from 30 to 40. During the spring, 20.
All right, so 25 average probably.
Yeah. And how often will you run across people actually who happen to be in the pool or hanging out by the pool when you show up? Most of the time, I would imagine, people are at work and you're there during the day, right?
Yeah, during the summer, though, you get the people who take the days off, don't know when their pool man actually shows up during the week.
Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Okay. Anyone ever come on to you as a pool man?
Unfortunately, it's always the scary people. The really, where's your gong?
Lonely housewives?
Yeah, the gong.
The gong. Oh, you got the gong, yeah. Oh, no.
All right. Glad you called. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, dude?
Did one of the guys in the pool look at you and say,
I'm on a horse. Did you know women prefer...
Sorry.
That would have been quite a sex party, by the way. All right. Let's take Josh. He's on line 6, 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for pool man stars if you're just joining us. Rihanna says her pool man has seen her naked on more than one occasion because she's laying out, never remembers what day he shows up. Josh, what'd you see, dude?
Hey, Ken and me. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
was doing a pool in the city of Malibu.
Yes.
Walked into the backyard. It was a clinic. Can't really say what it was for.
Okay.
Walked into the backyard and there was about 5 or 6 girls back there laying out naked.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
I swear.
It was a clinic. Yeah. Now I
walked into the backyard, was completely shocked. So I made a little bit of noise to try to get their attention and they jumped up.
That kind of stuff.
Okay, I have to ask you this question, Josh. Why did you make a little bit of noise? Why weren't you just pasted against the fence and as quiet as you could be for the next hour?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because I was kind of like, I've been to that pool for years and years and years. I've never seen anybody back there naked before. So I was like, you don't walk in. It was the type of thing, you don't walk in the backyard and you see stuff right away. There was like these hedges that are 15 feet tall and you walk around.
So they didn't groom.
All of a sudden, you're shocked.
So they weren't welcoming you as it turned out. They didn't invite you to join the party because that would have been the day that you'd never forget.
Oh, that would have been the greatest day. That would have made being a pool man worth it right there.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, right? Mm.
No. Oh, that's a fantastic story. But, I mean, that's the type of that one day, that one incident at that one place is the type of thing that keeps you happy being a pool man for 5 more years, right? I mean, you're set.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my brother and I do the business together, and my brother has been doing it for 25 years, and he's seen more of his fair share than
How regularly do you go to that house now? Is it like a daily thing?
I wish it was daily, but now I'm just there twice a week right now.
Well, so
I'm hoping maybe 5 days a week at some point.
I'm not saying they pay you. What's wrong with you? You get paid, just go.
All right. I just have just shown up randomly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Awesome call, Josh. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, by the way, Kevin, we got exactly what you're looking for. We've got somebody who actually got it on with the person whose pool it was, and we want to hear more stories, too. 1-800-520-1067. It's our tribute to pool cleaners coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, we're talking about the luckiest pool man in Southern California. He shows up at Rihanna's house on more than one occasion, and she's lying out naked or topless in her backyard. Well, Rihanna's got a lot going on. She can't keep track of what day the pool man is showing up at her house. Come on. So that's the topic on the table today. We want to hear from pool men or those that love them at 1-800-520-1067. Wow, we got some great calls. Where do you want to start here, Kevin?
Line six. Where do you want to start?
Oh, no, not line six. Why don't we try Eric on line one? Let's build up to the courage for line six. Yeah, Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You used to be a pool man, it sounds like.
Yeah, I used to be a pool man. What's happening, Kevin Bean and Lisa?
Hello.
What you tell us?
Yeah, so anyway, you know, I've been flirting with this one lady for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, you know, that one week I show up, she was topless.
Yeah.
So what was I supposed to do? So we started kissing, and we ended up having sex right there on the pool deck.
Here's what I love about guys, Lisa. What was I supposed to do?
And there's no answer to that. The answer is what he did.
It's out of my hands at this point.
Right.
So was it just a one-time deal, or was she ready for you every time you came over to clean the pool?
It happened probably a month, and then after that, she just got old. I never saw, you know, anything like a male figure.
Was she hot?
I think she was just bored. She was average. I wouldn't say she was hot. You know, but
okay. She was topless.
Good
what
enough for
do?
A pool dude.
What could he do?
What could
exactly.
he do? Yeah, no
All right.
choice.
Eric, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. By the way, I just saw the movie, the Mike Judge movie, Extract recently, where Kristen Wiig is married to Jason Bateman, and she ends up having an affair with her young, studly Latino pool boy. And she has sex like 20 times with him. He keeps coming over every single day to clean Kristen Wiig's pool, and that's not a euphemism.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try Scott, line four. I think, let's see if we can figure out what Scott's talking about.
Hey,
welcome
Scott.
To the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
You used to be a pool guy?
I still am.
Okay.
All right. What's it like?
Well, I had an account here in Huntington Beach. She just got a fresh pair of bolt-ons, and she was proud to be of those pups. And every week, on the minute, she would come over and do the dishes right there in front of the pool, kitchen window face the pool.
Is that right? So she basically knew when you were going to show up and wanted to give you a sight? Because there's no way
she's topless.
We're on a pretty tight schedule, man. She knew by the hour. I'm there within 30 minutes every single week.
And did the appointments last longer and longer?
What? Well,
it's going to take me an hour today. I'm really sorry.
Exactly. Normally it takes about 15, 20 minutes, and I would usually take 45 minutes.
Sure.
Nice. Okay, let me ask you this. You show up at her house. She's topless in the window looking out at you.
Now, she
what else could you
pool,
what else could you do? What else could you do?
Right. Yeah, well.
Did you never knocked on the door or anything?
No, I knew her husband by name, so I just took advantage of the fact that she was on display every single week.
Hilarious. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that.
By the way, that's not the answer to what are you supposed to do. That's not the answer.
Exactly. All right. What about, let's try Rick. I know we don't have much time, but Rick's on line seven, and I think he has exactly the fantasy that most people expect when they get into the pool cleaning business. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, what's up?
Hello.
Taylor, you hold on. All right, Rick, yes.
Yeah, I've been in the pool business about 25 years, and probably 24 years ago, I was the young buck just into it. I walked in to my customer's backyard and was servicing the pool and then heard some commotion next door, you know, and kind of peeked my head through the bushes, see what's going on. And I see camera, you know, reflective umbrellas for photography, and kind of get kind of more curious and get my head a little deeper in that bush, you know.
Is that so to speak?
Yeah.
And I look through and there's about eight people in the backyard, and there's chairs.
They're shooting a porn. I have to say it. They're shooting a porn.
Yes, I don't think
Rick was never going to get to it, was he?
Rick. Damn you. How do you make that story boring?
And it's a guy that looked like a director, maybe.
How do you do that? And there were some reflectors.
They seem to be following a script.
Come on. How do you make that story boring? Let's go to Taylor.
I don't know. He did kind of bury the lead a little bit. Let's not go to Taylor.
Hey,
let's
Taylor.
Pretend, let's pretend Taylor. We went to Taylor, and we did.
Hey,
right?
Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh, come on. Hey, how's it going?
Pool man, what did you see?
I think this story is a little more unlucky than lucky.
Right. Yeah.
But I was doing Pauly Shore's pool a couple years back, and he lives in the top of the Hollywood Hills. So going to his pool, I got to walk by all glass windows. And
right.
Pulled up, walking by, and there he is in the bathroom with his pants at his feet, taking a dump.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm,
that's the opposite of every other story.
I'm relieved he was in the bathroom. I was terrified where he was.
Yeah,
I was afraid he was
back.
Out in the yard. Yeah. I mean,
No. Just sitting on the pot.
All we see is the wording, saw Pauly Shore taking a dump. We pictured him out by the pool and not wanting to go inside. All right. Thank you for the call.
Hello. Hi, K-Rockers. This is Pauly Shore.
All right. Let's go to...
No, we're done. That's it.
Hello?
Hey. It's Rihanna, man. How you doing, party people?
Oh, hey, we had Rihanna. Wow,
oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, now in the party people. Let me tell you, when I'm by the pool, you best be warning me next time you come in my backyard. It's going to be the gunplay blow. Clap, pop, pop.
Good tip.
Are you naked a lot, Rihanna?
I like let my chichis fly, come God, or a natural island style. So you best be letting me know when you come in to do my pool.
Why do you travel with a reggaeton horn?
Because you never know when it's going to be time for the party when it comes to a rimba. I got that coconut. I take the lime. I mix them both up. You know it.
Reggaeton?
Right,
come on, reggaeton. Come on.
Legalize it.
There you go.
There you go.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 737.
You are listening to the Kevin Beach Show. So what's the deal, Ralph? You've
what?
Heard our...
Huh?
What? I'm just asking a question.
Huh? Who's that? Who's there?
That's what? Me. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Scared me.
You've heard Kevin and Bean's interview style, and you've decided that we are not up to snuff anymore. Is that what's going on here?
Well, anymore. Like there was ever a snuff you were up to begin with. No, Kevin Smith and I are working on a project, a little radio show idea for the two of us to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, let's hone our interview skills. Let's sit down and talk to somebody and see how we do. And that person that we picked was Sean William Scott, who, of course, stars in Cop Out, which Kevin directed. So we figured he was a friendly voice on the other end of the phone. We could get our feet wet working together as sort of an interview thing. And then the interview turned out to be very interesting. And I thought because the movie comes out this weekend, you guys might be interested to hear a little bit from Sean.
Absolutely. Sean William Scott.
Hey, this is Sean William Scott.
You're going to feel strong pressure on the prostate gland inside your rectum.
Oh, ah! Oh, stop! Okay, keep doing it. Yeah!
That was awesome.
Well... polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
I got peed on.
I found a dildo! The people demand rubber dicks!
Every woman has two boobs, for the most part. So therefore, there's twice as many boobs as there are men. We're outnumbered, and it's overwhelming. We're powerless. We have to accept it.
I don't like your take on boobies.
I'll shoot you right in the face!
I'll shoot you in the face.
What? Shut up!
Stop repeating!
Come on!
Shut up, man. You see what he's doing?
We got him on the Super Secret Showbiz Hotline. Here he is. Sean William Scott. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Sean, wasn't that an unbelievably long intro? Didn't you feel like there's no point in even having the interview? That just takes...
No, dude. I won't be nearly as funny as that. All I kept thinking about is I'm Captain Class Act actor. You know, I was like...
Totally.
How on earth could I not have won an Academy Award by this point?
You do. You put a lot of strong work out there. Schindler's quality work, sir.
Well, dude, yeah, I mean, wait to see Cop Out. I mean, like, we did some ADR work for Cop Out yesterday, and, you know, I had such a blast on Jay and Silent Bob. I talked to Kevin, and I was already a huge fan, but, like, I was like, why don't I do this movie with, like, massive braces and like, long hair? And we got these braces made, and the first ones were so big I couldn't even close my mouth, and Kevin was like, yeah, you kind of look like Jaws with those. And then we got the other ones, and then he just kept throwing out these lines. I'm like, that's the most fun I've ever had in a movie. And then what we did, Cop Out, was cool, is that the character was written so funny already. So it's always fun to go into a film where you don't have to, like, show up and go, how do we save this scene or whatever.
This dude came loaded for bear. Fun thing about Shawnee is that you'll do everything that's on the page, and we had a brilliant script to start with by these boys, Rob and Mark Cullen, who you know.
The brothers Cullen.
The brothers Cullen. Yeah. And then, so when we were done with that, since you've got a dude like Sean, who's brilliant comedian, brilliant actor and brilliant comedian, and you got a dude like Tracy, who's like one of the best ad-libbers on the planet, like right up there with Rogan, and Sean, who's no ad-libbing slash himself, he's excellent. Sean came like with a picnic basket loaded. Both him and Tracy always came with bucket loads of funny. So, you know, as soon as we got the proper work done, we'd be like, all right, let's, you know, let's go for it. Say this, try saying this. And then Sean would be like, can I say this? I always want to do this. There's the thing, like Sean's character in the movie on the page, so many people auditioned for it. It was a cool role to audition for. Like a lot of
Knoxville told me he auditioned for it.
Yeah, like, Johnny Knoxville was one of the people who auditioned as well. It was a coveted role because it was like the scene stealer part.
Right.
And all you had to do was show up and phone it in based on the page, and you were going to be the scene stealer. And this dude came prepared. Like in the trailer, you see the repeating thing that he's doing.
That's brilliant.
That was Sean. Sean was just like, I'm going to do this. And he started repeating. And then we were like, just keep going, dude. Say this now. Do this. And make That's it even awesome. More childish. And then Tracy, like we brought Tracy into it. And suddenly, like, you know, Tracy, you see it in the trailer at one point where Sean's like, Tracy goes, I'll shoot you in the face. And Sean's like, oh, he's cuffed in the back seat of a cop car. And he goes, I'll shoot you in the face.
That's how
and
it all started.
Tracy stops dead and he goes, What? Like he really lost. And then he goes back into it. But yeah, that was exactly how it started with him going, I'll shoot you in the face.
Sean, tell us about the character for those of us who haven't seen the trailer yet. Who do you play in the movie?
Yeah, I play this guy named Dave who is known, you know, in the crime world and in the police force as a turd burglar. Yeah, he leaves a little souvenir when he breaks into homes. And, you know, he likes to party a little bit. He does parkour. And he's this guy that, like, you shouldn't like. And like Kevin said, it was really funny on the page. But I've never – he's just a really funny guy. And kind of the character developed as we were shooting it, like he said, where – he just kind of became this guy who maybe probably does a little drugs, parties a little bit, but you kind of love him. He's like the new Joe Pesci, like where he's like
Lethal
Weapon.
So much so that like when we, I can't reveal that. That's a total spoiler. But yes, very much. So much so that they were very concerned that he'd be around in case there was another bigger cop out, if you will. But back in the day, naturally, it was a couple of dicks. But yeah, about you, they were. The studio was like, you know, you're going to want that guy around. He's your Pesci.
Sequel.
Yeah.
Sean, listen, man, we got to run, but thanks so much for taking some time out to talk with us.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Great. Can't wait to see Cop Out.
Yeah, you'll love it, man. Everybody should check it out. It's great. Kevin did an awesome job.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I frankly wish we could fast forward to the part of the show where Miss Cleo talks about having sex with Kevin. That's really all I care about today.
Really?
Apparently that happened in her dreams, Ralph.
Yeah, in
how
her dreams.
That, how is that a good thing?
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Talk about it. It is.
Because now we have a reason to fire her. So anyway, that's coming up on today's
Kevin. It didn't actually happen.
But she apparently wants it to. Right. Also, we have another outstanding call from Wing, our favorite singer, who apparently has dialed up and left us a new message. We'll play that for you. That's all coming up here on the Kevin
and Bean. Wang and Wing coming up later on.
That's right.
That's correct.
We sure do. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz news, I want to give away some more tickets to this amazing event called the Paley Fest. This year's Paley Festival is, as they do every year, a tribute to television, past and present, the best
in TV. We have
a
winner, believe it or not.
We don't have a winner. I haven't even announced anything yet.
You announced the show.
The PaleyCenter.org is where you go for more information, but it really is it's a couple months long, and they take show after show where you get to meet the cast and the creators of some of your favorite TV shows. And
we got a winner!
Amazing events. That was loud and annoying.
That hurt.
Yeah.
I really need to kill somebody.
The show is The Vampire Diaries over there on the CW. Very popular program. Stars Nina Dobrev, by the way, who is just so freaking hot. Yeah. She plays Elena Gilbert on the show. The girl caught between two vampire brothers. One good, one evil, is so often the case with vampire brothers.
Older brother evil, younger brother good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nina's the star. Here's the trivia question. If you want to go spend the night with the cast and creators of The Vampire Diaries, tell me the smash hit Canadian TV series that gave Nina her big break. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five callers with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to spend the evening with the cast and the creators of The Vampire Diaries at the Paley
Fest. We got a winner!
We don't yet. Just,
let's go to the winner.
Oh!
You can't say that.
Well, then don't say you got a winner. Come on. Where's the winner? Bring the winner. I'll sit here all day. I'll
win
the winner.
Yet.
You want me to fight? I'll fight the big fight.
Come on, we got a winner. Let's wait for the winner.
Well, that's not as funny
as
us.
No, we got time. Let's wait for the winner.
Perhaps a couple of showbiz stories before
we... I heard we had a winner. I'm going to talk to the winner on the phone.
All right.
Well, give them a chance.
I heard we had a winner.
Give them a chance.
We already had a winner.
But give them a chance to get them on hold. How about a story or two, and then we'll go to
I heard we had a winner. I heard we had a winner.
Those of you that don't know, we've done this to Ralph 7,000 times, and he's finally had it.
Alexander is calling into the Kevin and Bean Show. If this will make you happy, Ralph.
I do. We have a winner.
He is a winner.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Alexander?
Alexandra.
Alexandra.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Doesn't say that, but
have a winner, but we don't have any spellers in the house. That's the problem. Alexandra, what is the name of the Canadian smash hit program that Nina got her big break on?
Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yes.
There you go.
She played Mia Jones on that show famously. Congratulations. You are going to spend the evening with the cast and creators of The Vampire Diaries.
Yay.
Nice. Hold on. We'll give you all the details in just a little bit. Yay. Charlie Sheen won't be spending a night with the cast and creators of The Vampire Diaries because he's in rehab. Yes, he and his wife Brooke are now both currently in rehab.
Are they in the same rehab?
No.
Okay.
No. Charlie apparently is going in to deal with some issues he's got with cocaine and alcohol. Apparently they're having some fights, the three of them.
He, cocaine, and alcohol?
Yes, yeah. They're having some disagreements.
Hey, Ralph, I was just wondering if maybe you look better in front of the judge when you go to face charges for holding a knife to your wife's throat on Christmas. If you can say, yeah, I had a problem, officer, or your honor, but now I've addressed it and I'm healthy and happy now.
Couldn't hurt. However, it is causing him to temporarily shut down production on 2.5 Men. Oops. So this is just a ploy to try to soften his situation with the legal system. He is certainly hurting a lot of other people because they're shutting down production of the show.
I pay a lot less attention than you guys do, obviously. But I thought that was kind of discounted as she was out of her mind on something and it didn't happen. And I thought that was
a leading theory.
He is still facing felony menacing and misdemeanor charges of third degree assault.
Oh, all right.
In that case in Aspen, and he's still going to have to appear before a court. So, that isn't resolved yet.
It's a messed up situation.
It certainly is, especially because they have two infant sons at home. And L.A. Child Protective Services was visiting a house over the weekend. So no word what's going to happen with them, but I hope it turns out well. As I do with the case of Growing Pains star Andrew Koenig, played Boner on that show. He, of course, if you've been following the story on TMZ.com, he has pretty much disappeared after going to Vancouver, Canada on Valentine's Day. He was supposed to return here to Los Angeles on the 16th, but did not get on that flight. And so his family, including his dad, Walter Koenig, who famously played Chekhov on Star Trek, and his sister, Danielle, who's a friend of mine, and she's a sweet kid, and they got a great family. They are very concerned about his whereabouts. The good news is they've gotten reports of people in Canada spotting him. So they assume he is alive and reportedly well, and they're hoping to get him back in touch with his family so everyone can make sure he's okay. So.
And he was Boner, right?
He played Boner, yes.
Right.
Kirk Cameron's best friend on Growing Pains. He got into production most recently. He was a cameraman and a producer and apparently was going through some issues, a little depression, and went up to Vancouver, which is a place his family said he often found solace, but didn't come back, and they just want to know that he's okay and that he's doing well. So hopefully that case will resolve itself. But it's good news. At least people are spotting him around town. So people are still looking for a live person, which is good news. Spencer Pratt.
Yeah.
Has announced to Star Magazine that he wants to follow in his wife's footsteps.
And not sell albums?
No.
No.
The other footsteps. Heidi Montag got 10 plastic surgeries in one day. Spencer now apparently is looking into his own plastic surgery procedures, including a nose job, a little lipo, and chest implants.
No. Oh,
no.
He's going to get some pec implants.
My God.
You can't just work out?
No. That would take away time from being the
in front of the mirror
world chess champion or whatever he's got going on.
Spencer, I thought you were already perfect. Aren't you? Don't you have Aryan greatness already without having to go under the knife?
I actually need to reduce some pec muscles. I'm just actually too muscular.
You're too massive.
Take a couple inches off my wee-wee.
You know, I'm very flattered and pleased that there is a Ralph Garman needs to be in the sci-fi film Sharktopus page on Facebook group. And I'm even more pleased when I found out about this one. I was on Facebook the other day, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, but there is a page on there called Can This Pickle Get More Fans Than Nickelback?
Someone has started a group page for a pickle.
Yeah.
And it is trying to get more fans than the Facebook page for Nickelback. So far, the pickle is winning.
No.
With 1.4 million fans. And the Facebook page for Nickelback only has 1.38 million fans. So far, the pickle more successful. This apparently was inspired by another Facebook group called Can This Onion Ring Get More Fans Than Justin Bieber? Which also did very well for itself. So. Congratulations to all you foods out there that are getting a lot of fans.
What's happening?
One day they're going to come and take the internet away from us for abusing it.
Yeah, and they'd be right, whoever they are. Today's celebrity birthdays, Floyd Mayweather Jr., pound for pound. Some people say the best boxer in the business. He is 33 years old today. He's got a big fight coming up with Sugar Shane Mosley in May. Got a lot of emails from people. I was talking about this earlier, talking about this fight. I'm a big boxing fan. And a lot of people think Sugar Shane Mosley could be the boxer.
Really?
That gives Floyd Mayweather trouble. Technically, he is one of the best boxers around, but my concern is he may be a little long in the tooth to handle the speed and strength of Floyd Mayweather, but we'll have to see. May 1st. Billy Zane is 44 years old today. Musician George Thorogood is 60. And Edward James Olmos is from Battlestar Galactica and from Miami Vice.
How old is he?
He is 63 years old.
He was 63 when he was on Miami Vice, by the way.
No, he was young.
40 years ago or whatever it was.
He was young and virile.
He wasn't.
He was young and virile.
He was. He's always been old.
Crockett Tubbs, get in my
office. He's never looked good.
63.
I'll give you that.
I need to talk to you in my office, Crockett Tubbs. Come in, please.
He's 63 now.
He is 63 now,
no.
Yes.
American me. Let's not
American me.
That, okay?
Stand and deliver.
That's right.
That is a false
back
age.
In the 80s, he was old.
That is a false age.
He wasn't old in Stand and Deliver. He was a young, vital math teacher named Jaime Escalante.
That is a false age.
You must
age.
All pass this test. He would say to his
63.
Classroom. Does that make you hate him because he's 63?
No, it's just not true.
Why do you hate him, man?
It's not true.
He was old. He was older when he was on Miami Vice.
He was born in Kenya. He was
60 on Miami Vice. Right. He's got to be 80 now. Is
right.
Kevin's
I'm saying, what Miami Vice were you watching? He wasn't 60 on Miami Vice.
He was at least 60.
He was young and virile and scary.
Maybe 70.
Now he's old and virile and scary. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Finally, some good news, by the way. I love old people. I'm the opposite of Kevin, because Kevin thinks anyone 2 years older than him should be put down. I actually love old people. I enjoy old people very much. And I'm always happy to...
You were born old, though. You could have a conversation with an 80-year-old when you were 4. I still can't.
I am happy to see good things happen for our senior citizens, and here's an article talking about how marijuana use by seniors is going through the roof right now. And it makes so much sense, because these are people who, you know, in many cases, they didn't, as they were adults, the stigma was being removed from marijuana. Now they've got time, they've got money, they've got a dealer. They're just basically token up and enjoying their retirement years. And apparently the numbers are just exploding, Lisa. They're just going through the roof with old people who are now getting high.
Well, they got ailments, man.
They got hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
What a great way to treat themselves.
I didn't even think about that. Of course, for a lot of people, they're using it, for medicine. Sure. And then there are others using it for recreation. So we wanted to find out about this trend and whether it is disturbing or not, or whether, you know, we're off base here, because I think there's nothing wrong with it. We asked producer Alex to line up somebody from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They're the ones with the new statistics that have hit the papers this week. And we are talking to the director of that organization, Mr. Pete Delaney is joining us. Hi, Mr. Delaney. Thanks for coming on the Kevin Amin Show.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Yeah.
What's going on there? You got some music playing?
Yeah. Just hanging out here, listening to music.
The Laugh-ro Man happening?
Yeah.
Are you? You're from
he's happening.
You're from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration?
Well, that was a surprise to me, too.
Okay.
Quite frankly. I thought you were going to be talking to an old stone dude. I didn't know you were going to be talking to a government official.
Oh.
So imagine my surprise when that was the intro.
So they just lined up some old stone dude. We discussed all this in the show meeting.
I thought you'd be talking to an older person who gets stoned a lot.
We could go that way if it would work better for you.
I thought the title of the bit was Baked Senior Citizen.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So was
I wrong
in assuming that it was going to be an old dude who was stoned?
But why
was that
can't,
my bad?
But why can't the guy who's speaking from the Substance Abuse Center, why can't he also be an old guy who's stoned? He
because
can be both.
That makes no goddamn sense. That's why.
Can I speak with Al Pacino, please?
I wish you could.
All right. So,
sir, random person who answered the phone, what do you think about this report that came out from the organization that old people are smoking a lot of pot?
Sounds good to me. All my friends here at the retirement home, which is also a government agency where we keep records of things and give out reports,
right?
Smoke weed.
All of the people there.
Yes.
Do.
Here in Leisure World / Government Agency Record Keeping Report Releasing Bureau.
And are the reasons that we were supposing true, that there's no stigma associated with illegal drug use, and it's also a great way to spend your retirement, maybe feel better too?
It's for my ailment.
Ailment?
Yes.
What ailment, sir?
My soul hurts.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, two guys keep kicking me right in the crotch of my soul.
Do they?
Yes. And so in order to get by, I have to get loaded.
Right.
And then I go out and I play bocce ball.
What? I don't even know what that is.
That's an old person's game, Kevin. Which, it's like curling on grass.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
All right. Why don't you just jettison those two yahoos that keep kicking you in the nuts?
Well, brothers got to make a buck. Squirrels got to find a nut once in a while.
Well, maybe you'll get cast in Sharktopus and you won't have to do this bit anymore.
Damn you, Sharktopus!
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for a wing update. As you know, she is our very, very favorite singer. She's got to be, what, 55 years old, something like that? Chinese lady?
Probably.
Yeah,
living in New Zealand. Sings like this.
I say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die.
Now that's the beautiful Wing that we love so much.
We discovered on South Park, they had an episode with Wing playing herself.
You and discovered
her. I looked her up online. Oh, it's all right.
That was you, Kevin, all you.
But but she has 16 albums. Now, she's no better than the beginning American Idol auditions. She's clearly just as bad as all of those people. All of those people, no albums.
But she sells it. She's got such conviction. She believes in it so much. There's something so captivating about her. I mean, part of it is that you can't believe a human can sing that poorly. You can't believe that occasionally she wouldn't hit a note. Or occasionally she wouldn't pick a song that's not way out of her range. But she's managed to turn it into a career. I mean, she does concerts. She does performances all around New Zealand and Australia. It's just crazy. So one of our listeners tipped us off a few weeks ago, and this is the build-up to why we wanted to talk about her again today, to the fact that Wing now has a service that she is offering, and you can find a link to her website from kevinandbean.com. She will call you or call your friends and wish them a happy birthday, or call and sing one of the many songs from her catalog for you. And that's fantastic. For $7, if I can have Wing call and sing into my answering machine, I'm going to do that.
Right. Now, here's the problem. She sings bad songs for the most part. So what we did was, Alex, our producer, has swapped emails with her on many occasions and suggests songs that maybe our listeners would be into.
Oh, good idea.
You know, maybe some Nirvana even, or just some Metallica, or anything that might resonate with our audience.
Okay.
So she said thanks very much, and she called the Afro Line the first time with It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, I think, or some Christmas song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Nothing like what we asked
nothing
for.
Nothing at all. She said, yes, okay, here's what I'm going to sing. We're like, what? So that brings us to Sound of Music, which is her second call. She calls
up. Oh, okay. So she called again. All right, great.
She called back, and she starts by telling us the year, which is 2010. And here's the thing I love about Wing. She does not give you a shortened version. She doesn't just give you the highlights or the hooks.
Well, you get your money's worth. You get the full $7 worth if she sings a whole song.
This song is 75 minutes long. You tell me how much you can handle, and then we'll go to the next one.
Hi. If 2010 seemed a little bit tough for you, so you have no worry. Just take it as climb every mountain.
Okay, now I think she said it's 2010 and things are tough for you. So take heart and climb every, something like that.
Okay, so this is an inspirational message with
Now,
it's a beautiful song.
Here's what I love about Wing is that she is not shy on the intros either. She lets those play, however long they may be. And comes in late.
Oh, yes.
Who's Lou?
This is fantastic.
Is she singing the right words? I don't even know.
It's hard to tell.
She's relatively up to speed, though. Where she falls behind a lot of times in the songs, the music will just go on and she's way off.
This is terrible, but it's a pretty restrained performance for Wing. But she's going to cut loose here, right?
Yeah.
She's going to go big or go home, I hope.
Oh, sure.
She's going to get off key, if that's what you mean. All right, so about another 70 minutes. You tell me.
Of your life. I want to hear this note.
16 albums.
Nice.
All right. I think I've got my money's worth on that one. That just hurts. That just All right, that's. More? I think that's enough of that one. No, I think we're done.
It's pretty inspirational, though, don't you think? I want to hear this note.
Oh, yes, you have. All right, no, wait.
Ow.
Oh, she didn't go up.
She didn't.
All right, so that's that song.
A listener
and
just emailed
then
us.
Then she called back.
But her price has gone up a buck now.
Okay, please stop. Please stop. No, hit the button. Okay, what Lisa, listener emailed what?
Just said Wing is now $8 since you guys gave her
oh,
air.
Oh, no, she's raising her price.
She's raising her prices.
So then she called back the Afro line after that one. And the Afro
but
line.
But we disabled the machine so it wouldn't actually take her call, right?
The voicemail had a weird response to her third song, third and very impressive song.
I assure that you are safe too because you never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid. End of message.
Oh! Wow!
The voicemail said, F you. I do not have to roll and record this woman because she sings poorly.
It's Kevin, I know that you automatically are going to reach to turn off your radio because we have to talk about baseball for a minute here.
Oh,
but
it's not even...
I know,
close.
I know it's too early for you, but we are in spring training. They actually are, you know, working out and doing some inter-squad stuff. I mean, it's here, man. The baseball season is right around the corner.
Stretching hammies is not baseball here.
But the reason I bring it up is because one of your favorite players is in the news doing something controversial again. On the first day of spring training, Manny Ramirez, outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who's lovable Manny, he came out on day one, and tell me if this is a dick move or if this is just Manny being Manny, and said, I'm not going to be here next year. This is my last year with the Dodgers. Now, everybody knows he's in the second year of a $45 million contract, but you usually don't start off spring break by looking ahead toward the end of the season. That's not usually how it works, right?
No, so he just comes out and says, I'm not going to be here next year?
I'm not going to be here next year. I know that I won't be here next year.
Yeah, yes, that's basically move. Yeah.
It does seem like it's certainly distracting for the other players who are really trying to get their head in the game. So we thought, let's find out what's going on in Manny's little head here. So we've got Manny Ramirez on the phone from Dodger Spring Training in Arizona. Hi, Manny. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Manny Ramirez, outfielder of Los Angeles Dodgers. I love LA. All right.
Not that much, apparently.
Hey, pretty lady. Hi. Your name's Lisa. My name's Manuel. But you can call me Manny because you're my friend, pretty lady. All right.
Hey, Manny.
Yeah.
Did you start off spring training by saying this is your last year, you're not going to be here anymore?
Sure.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you mean by that?
I got lots of things to do in my life. I love L.A.
Right.
I love his home run.
Right.
But I got to move on.
Move on from baseball or just from the Dodgers to another baseball team?
All right.
I think Kevin was asking a question.
I got a horn.
Okay. Manny, I know that you're 37 years old, and I know that you can't play forever, but why not wait and see how you're feeling, how you're doing, how you're enjoying the Dodgers and they're enjoying you, maybe later in the season to start thinking about retirement or next year?
Because, pretty man, when the lady tell me I'm 37, I say bingo.
What is that?
All right, I have a horn.
What does that mean?
All right, what else do you want to do besides smoke weed when you're not playing baseball?
I love apple juice.
Okay, so you like
tastes
to drink
so
apple
good
juice.
When it's cold on my mouth. Pretty right. lady, do you like apple juice?
Yeah, I do.
I love it. My dreadlocks smell like vanilla.
That's a great story. Hey, Manny, so you're starting the second year of a 2-year $45 million deal, right?
Yeah.
It seems like perhaps you've got some more life in you.
I'm the outfielder for Los Angeles Dodgers. I love hit home runs.
Right.
I love Chuck E. Cheese. I play in the ballroom and play video game. Hooray.
Okay, but what does that have to do with any of the questions that we're asking you? We're asking you why you're already thinking about the end of this season when you haven't played a single game yet.
Sometimes I eat Almond Joy. Sometimes it's Mounds. I love them both. Hooray!
Oh, no.
There we go with the reggaeton. No.
You don't have that, too.
I do. My friend Omar gave me one.
Well, don't take anything from Omar. That's our advice.
He gave me a pill once. I don't remember 3 months of my life.
That I believe, by the way. I guess what we're saying is, in the interest of teamwork, in the interest of not ticking off your fellow players, maybe just keep those thoughts to yourself for a more appropriate time.
Sometime when I eat cabbage, I get the boom boom in my butt.
Okay.
All right, pretty lady. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's go. Let's go.
So you don't want to put a hey on that song, too fine a point on it, right? That's the rule of hey. Right,
of course. That's too obvious.
Right. Yeah. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Pearl Jam in Lisbon, Portugal is on the table. It's K-Rock's World Tour 2010, destination number 5. All week long, we give away a CD copy of their latest Backspacer. You get on the standby boarding list. We do the grand prize drawing Friday morning. Your chance to qualify to win that is coming up right here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 8:45.
Portugal. It is Portugal.
Portugal, sorry. Yeah. Ralph Garman joins us. Hey, before we get to the showbiz beat, what about...
Maybe you want to come in more than 10 seconds before we go in here, Kevin. I learned some things.
I thought we were going to
showbiz. I know what you
thought. Go ahead.
What about Saturday night, which is just getting bigger and better all the time? What about that, Ralph Garman?
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about me and Adam Carolla.
Ah.
Over at the El Portal Theater. On Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. Two big live podcasts at the El Portal Theater, which is a real deal. It's a real theater and everything.
Do they know who you are and what you do?
I got nothing to do with it. It's Adam.
Do they know him?
He's got a following. He's got a following, man. Huh. Rob Riggle will be stopping by for the 8 o'clock show. 10 o'clock show is getting jam-packed. We got Bill Simmons from SI, Sports Illustrated.
Oh, love that dude.
Love him.
Jimmy Kimmel, Dr. Drew, myself, Carolla.
Wow.
It's quite the lineup. Tickets are still available if you go to adamcarolla.com, but not many, I'm telling you. They're down to about less than about 100 tickets between the two shows, so you definitely want to buy now. And at midnight, they're going to have a special midnight screening of The Hammer. If you haven't seen Adam's film, The Hammer, you got a midnight screening of The Hammer.
And then
at 1:45 a.m., Adam will be doing a Q&A after the movie.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
That is not true.
We're starting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll be done around 2:30 a.m.
Well, you bring out the donkey at 3, I heard. Yeah, that's already on the schedule, right?
You really need to add something to it. That's not enough value for the people's dollar.
So that's a long ass evening.
Yeah.
Wow. AdamCarolla.com for the information.
That sounds like a fantastic time.
I love Adam Carolla. I don't want that much of him.
I got to be honest. Then you're not welcome to come on Saturday.
I'm just saying.
That show is so long, he has to shave twice, is my guess.
Yes,
he's super hairy. He's very hairy. Would grow a lot of hair
a bald guy.
File. No,
he's not. File.
All right, time for the showbiz beat.
Are you going to start putting just failed jokes in the file now,
That's
too?
That's what it is. It's the file for Would You Like to Take It Back is failed jokes.
But usually it's like bad puns, right? It's usually inappropriately cheesy
it's people
puns.
Who tried to be funny and swing and a miss.
Wow, that's going to be a pretty full file soon. It's the way we roll. Rob Pattinson has a confession. He is dating Kristen Stewart.
That's a confession?
Isn't that the worst-kept secret in Hollywood?
They have been hot and heavy for months and months and months, but he's finally admitted to the relationship. They've never confirmed it until this time.
They're so cagey.
They are cagey.
He could do so much better.
Oh, he will. Just give him time.
How did such high-profile people sneak around like that without us finding out?
They really pulled the wool over our eyes.
Wow.
Speaking of Kristen Stewart, it's just been announced that she, along with Zac Efron and Miley Cyrus, will all be presenters at the Academy Awards.
Mm. I'm sorry, Ralph. You just said Academy Awards.
Yes, that's right.
The Oscars.
Yes. Nope. I know you thought I said the People's Choice Awards.
Kids' Choice.
What it sounds like, the lineup for that. But no, it's going to be the real deal.
What happened?
That's a good question.
Listen, Kristen Stewart, at least, is in one of the biggest blockbuster franchises of all time with a Twilight. She is starring as Joan Jett in the new Runaways movie. She has a feature film presence.
Okay.
But Zac Efron and Miley Cyrus, really?
Well, Zac has been in 5 huge hit movies.
He but makes not, way more sense than those.
But wait, not in the theater, has he?
Yeah, in the theater.
Well, I mean, what five huge hit movies has he been in?
You're right. The first two High School Musicals were television. I forgot. But the third one obviously was a big hit. And then he was in 17 again. That was a big hit. I mean, the guy's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
All right, Bean. Easy. Sure, there's a poster you can buy.
But isn't there a limited amount of spots for people who can come out and present at the Academy Awards?
Yes, of course there is.
Okay, so list all of the actors and actresses.
Shouldn't we save it for people who are like the real deal?
Right, how long do you go until you get to Zac Efron?
I'm not defending the choice, by the way.
You love him. 5 major blockbusters.
No, I do love Zac Efron. I think he's very talented, but I'm not defending the choice. I think it's a big mistake. I see why they're doing it. They're trying to shake it up, trying to make the Oscars seem young and hip, but I don't think Zac Efron or Miley Cyrus have any business being
well. Then
show.
Let's bring
crazy.
Out Justin Bieber too and have him give away an Oscar.
Right. Okay, good.
Best song.
I like it.
It's Bieber Mania, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
Yeah.
But he did an in-store appearance in Paris, France on Monday, and it was so heavily attended they had to shut it down. Got out of hand.
Would you say it's Bieber fever?
Too many fans showed up for the appearance.
Oh, man.
And the police told him he must leave. And they said, you must leave.
Because too many people showed up.
Too many people showed up in Paris, France for Bieber.
Would you say it's Bieber fever?
If I say it's Bieber fever, will you stop asking me?
I will get a response.
Yes, it's Bieber fever.
All right.
Same thing happened in Long Island, New York, by the way. Cops threatened to arrest him. Arrest him.
For being too popular?
For being too popular.
What?
Because the crowd at the shopping mall got out of hand and they said he was inciting a riot. It's Bieber fever. That's what I say.
I've heard that.
Talking about. Oh, that's a dumb name. I don't know who'd say that.
I don't know either.
Don't forget Hairspray. Zach was in Hairspray, too.
Oh, big are you still talking about Zach?
I'm just saying the guy's had a lot of success.
We're on the Bieber fever. Still
doesn't mean he should be at the Oscars, but he's not a hack.
Just keister him and be done with it, will you? And speaking of inappropriate censorship, were we?
No.
Oh.
We can if you'd like.
Bus shelter ads in Colorado Springs, Colorado, had to be changed because they were advertising Avenue Q. We all saw Avenue Q. Remember the puppet show, the musical puppet show?
Very
Avenue
funny.
Q?
It was funny.
The ads featured a voluptuous pink puppet and her cleavage.
Puppet cleavage.
Puppet cleavage. And
too racy.
Local city fathers found it too racy and made them remove the ads at the bus stops because they thought it was too sexually explicit.
It's felt.
The pink fuzzy puppet cleavage was too much to handle.
Really? But it's fabric, right? It's not skin. Fabric.
This story
it's a puppet.
Cannot be true.
It's absolutely true.
Are you kidding me?
Colorado Springs, by the way, is home to Focus on the Family and a number of other conservative.
Even so, if you were to lead with that, I would have still said no way.
These are the men who can't look at porn, so anything like that gets them going.
Puppet
cleavage. Sounds like they gotta shut it down.
Look at that pink felt.
Look at that felt cleavage.
Like a mat that felt down.
What happened?
What's happening?
They swapped it out for photos of a puppet's face. And that's better, because,
it's not the cleavage?
It's not the cleavage.
Guys, we're rapidly hurtling through space and heading toward 1956, aren't
Absolutely.
We? I mean, that's really where it's going.
I wish we were going to 56.
Yeah, because then we could drink at work.
We're going to 1856. It's just insane. That's right. If it's 56, we'd be smoking and drinking right now. No one knows the difference. Puppet cleavage.
Yeah.
But what if the face of the puppet gives you ideas? You know?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. If you're the dude people, that gets turned on by the puppet cleavage, you're the same dude that gets turned on by the face.
Whatever your fetish is, you know. Bert and Ernie walk by and you're getting all... Puppet facial, by the way, opening up at the Troub this week.
Puppet facial. You got to add them to the Corolla podcast night Saturday night.
Today's celebrity birthday is Edward James Olmos.
Skin.
Who is... He is the new spokesperson for Proactive, I've heard.
No,
a little late for Eddie. He is 63 years old today. Musician George Thorogood turned 60 years old. Steve Jobs Co-creator and founder of Apple Computers, is 55 years old today. Actor Billy Zane celebrates his 44th birthday. And Floyd, the money, Mayweather Jr.
Fat.
Is 33 years old. Floyd Mayweather is fat.
He's in great shape.
He's in amazing shape.
Yeah.
He took like a year and a half off, and he came back, and he was still in amazing shape. Wow, Mike, you're just a hater, man. He's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here on the program, has joined us in studio. Hey, Cleo, how are you?
Hello.
I know it was very difficult for you to share the information with us that you told us earlier in the week, but I have been dying to get this on the radio. I want every detail. You don't seem happy about your own dreams, do you?
Look, it's happened to all of us.
It has.
Really about has. Me specifically, though.
No, of course.
The other night, I...
Men, women, doesn't matter.
It's I had a sex dream, and it involved Kevin.
Yes.
How was I? It was good. Did we, were we doing the...
Angry Pirate.
Were we doing that?
I don't know what that one means.
Oh. Miss Cleo, can you get closer to the microphone? I know you're new to radio, but we'd like to be able to hear you.
All right, so she's a little embarrassed, so she doesn't want to speak up.
Sorry.
I know. She's backing up toward the door as she's talking. All right. So give us some context. Was it just sex, or was there a date involved? Was there something leading up to it? Was this a relationship in progress? Tell me what was happening.
It was very bizarre. I was here at the station, and I don't know if I was working or what I was doing at the station, but I was walking out, and literally the next thing I know in my dream, bada bing, bada boom.
Wow.
No context whatsoever.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't know. Undescriptive. Like, I couldn't tell where we were or...
So you were just boom in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Was it in the parking lot?
No, it was in our...
Were you eating a cupcake?
That's what she said. Did we do the...
Angry
Dragon.
Did we do that?
I don't know what these mean.
The Angry Dragon?
So you were walking out of the station. What did it look like? Like, what sense did it make?
By it, what do you mean exactly?
I'm afraid of that question.
No.
Terrified the answer is going to be veiny.
The area that we were having it where
was
we were doing
literally
it.
Literally a room.
You're
I don't
in
know.
A room.
In a room.
On a bed?
Can't tell you any. Yeah, on a bed. I can't tell you. I didn't recognize a single thing. Obviously, I've never been in this situation.
Were you on a horse?
Did you recognize the
Cincinnati bow tie?
All right, here's a question. Here's a question for you. Was this is how we know if it really was Kevin? Was he wearing a striped shirt?
No, I don't think he was wearing any
shirt. Wow. All right, so kids, what's this about when you have a sex dream about a coworker? Lisa, you said it happens to everybody. What have you heard? That it doesn't mean anything? That it's just random? Mix
and
match?
I hope not, because where I used to work, I had a dream about a threesome with two guys that I worked with, and one was pretty attractive, and the other not at all.
Oh,
and
really?
I woke that dream, and I was like, what the hell just happened?
So the ugly guy was in your dream. There's no possible way in any world.
Ever.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to think that it means something that has nothing to do with sex.
All right. Let me go back to Miss Cleo then. Were you horrified?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. What was your reaction to having sex with Kevin?
In the dream, I was way into it.
Because we did the
Boston
pancake.
I don't think Cleo's ever done the Boston pancake.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what it means.
I'm just trying to put my finger on what happened.
It was very bizarre, and I was way forward in the dream. Like, I was a goer. I was like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, how strange is that?
With the
Cleveland steamer.
Did it end with that? Did it end with that? I'm just asking.
No.
Details.
Hot.
No. Carl.
Definitely not that.
Alabama. Hot. Pocket.
Okay. What happened at the end of the dream, Miss Cleo?
The
Houdini.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what we did.
I woke up in the middle of it. Like, there was no conclusion.
Literally. There was a conclusion. I don't even know what that means.
Arabian. Goggles.
Did we do that?
All right, why does it have to be Arabian?
I'm just saying. I'm trying to just run these names by to see what you recognize and what you don't.
Miss Cleo, what do you take away from it? The fact that you had this sex dream about Kevin, do you think that it is something that was in your subconscious, something that you had thought about,
just,
or do you think
I'm
it's something more random than that?
Ass, or, that's all.
Or what's your take?
I have no idea. I have to think, like with Lisa, that it's just it. I can't even begin to try and understand the mind, because I have weird dreams all the time, and I've never really thought about.
Do you have weird sex dreams all the time?
I do have sex dreams, but usually they're not weird. Like, I've never had one with a coworker before.
I love that she has lots of sex dreams, but the only one that's weird, Kevin, is the one with you.
All of a sudden,
that one's so crazy. It's so out of the realm of possibility that she can't get her head around
That's because before this, she'd never heard of the
Roman helmet.
No, because I've never had one of a coworker before.
Where you did the
tea bagging.
Okay. I don't even know how that would work. Come to think of it. All right, listen. We are going to take a couple of minutes here and wrap our heads around this and get all
are
the off air.
Wrap our heads around the
sandy dolphin.
Kevin, I can't look at you right now. Can you just laugh?
I believe we have an actual.
Did we do the sandy dolphin?
I don't think Leo does. We do have a real life dream interpreter standing by that we're going to talk to and find out how common these sex dreams with coworkers are and if they really mean anything and if now Kevin is legally required to make that play out in real life. That's my fear.
Do I have to follow through with the
Tony
Dan Zah?
Because I hope not. I don't like that one. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 18 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Wheels are coming off this wagon. I got to tell you, it's a miracle this show is still on the air. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We just heard from Miss Cleo. If you're just joining us, a very exciting conversation we just had with Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here at the Kevin and Bean Show. When you dial us up at 1-800-520-1067, she's the nice lady that picks up the phone and directs your call toward us. And she had a sex dream the other night about our own Kevin. Now, you guys haven't had sex together in a long time, right? I mean, it's way dead. Your romance is way dead. So it's weird that she would have this dream now, right?
A long time? I mean, define. A week? We've been a
couple. That's right. I forgot. You've never had sex, right. So that's why it was kind of troubling and puzzling to Miss Cleo that she would have this sex dream about about a coworker. And we're wondering how common it is. What does it mean? And does it mean that Kevin now has to have sex with Cleo? Those are the questions we have. And we thought we would bring on an actual expert. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to ask a dream interpreter.
Strange dreams all made of this. Sometimes I don't have a pee-pee. What do you think this dream really means? I'm gay or something.
What is this?
We're gonna ask him.
Dream interpreter.
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 We're gonna ask him.
A dream interpreter.
Okay. Wow. Frank Runyon is the Dream Doctor, website dreamdoctor.com. He is a dream interpreter, and he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Frank, how are you, man? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's great to be back. I hope you didn't spend too many hours putting together that dream.
We did not. Apparently, that was done live.
Amazing.
And on heavy drugs.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, you heard the short version, the recap of the conversation we were just having with Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here. She had a sex dream about a coworker. How commonly do you run into that among your clients, Frank?
Oh my gosh, that's one of the most constant dreams we hear. It's really, really, really common. And, of course, everybody always remembers them because you go like, oh, my gosh, what does this mean? But, you know, at work, you just work so closely with other people. And
yes, we do,
well,
doctor.
You have to be on the same level with them. You got to be clicking.
We click.
So you got to feel as though, you know, you're moving intimately back and forth through the workday.
Yes,
with them.
We are.
Let me ask a broader question about how dreams work. Is most of the people that show up in your dreams are people that are kind of on your mind anyway because they're people you spend the most time with or think about the most in your regular waking life?
Well, they often be. Yeah, I mean, those are the people that are on your mind. I mean, you tend to dream about what happened that day. Or what's on your mind, what might happen tomorrow. So the people that are in your immediate world, you'll tend to dream of them. I mean, every once in a while, people will dream of faceless people because they're looking for the Prince Charming they haven't met yet. They're unknown.
I used to have that dream all the time.
I had
a reoccurring dream for years where I was walking down the aisle and my groom, faceless.
I couldn't see his face.
I had no idea who I was.
Was it driving you crazy?
It drove me nuts.
You're thinking about, you're daydreaming about how you'd like to get married, but you haven't met him yet. You know the person's unknown. That's why he's faceless in your dream. There you go.
How about that?
All right, Frank, let me ask you this then, specifically about the coworker sex dreams.
Sure.
Have you heard from your clients at dreamdoctor.com, people who have these coworker sex dreams of people that they are not at all attracted to, and that's really puzzling to them? Or do you always at least have to start with the germ of it's something that's conceivable?
Well, you know, usually you have to consider there's something sexy going on some level. You can't just dismiss that. I mean, there's always a lively possibility of that.
All right.
But every once in a while, you know, you'll dream something that it's a person you find repulsive.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that brings us to Lisa.
That brings us to Cleo, too, by the way.
How dare you? Lisa had a dream that she was in a three-way
with two guys that I used to work with, one of who was fairly attractive and the other who is absolutely no way, last man
deal
on earth,
breaker
no
bad.
Way. Yeah,
beast.
Deal breaker bad.
And she was very disturbed by that. But then
and what
she,
happened with the guys in the dream, though? What happened?
They had sex.
We had sex.
Dave and Omar Rector.
They did the wobbly H.
Right, with both of the guys
yes.
at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And they're both guys from work?
Right. They're mm-hmm. both from work. One she was attracted to. One was just the opposite. What does the repulsive thing mean?
Well, you know, well, the deal is that's about that you're working closely together at work and you feel like you're clicking.
Yeah.
And that's what that's mostly about. But the thing is, when it's somebody that in real life you don't find sexy, that just means that there's a quality they have that you identify
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that she
and
wants.
You want to make be a part of you. Like, some people have dreamt of, like, for instance, one woman wrote about Jesse Ventura. She's a Democrat. She hates him. But she had just joined an all-male law firm. So she felt as though she'd become one with this male power symbol.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. All right. Last question for Frank Runyon. He is the dream interpreter at dreamdoctor.com. You should definitely check out his website. There's fascinating stuff on here from so many of your clients.
Cool.
Last question is, don't you think, as a result of this dream, that it needs to now happen in real life, though? I mean, you don't waste a great idea like that. Kevin has an obligation now to make Miss Cleo's literally make her dreams come true, right?
Or would it be a terrible letdown?
You know, it's something that's on your mind, and it's something you're thinking about. But there's never any obligation to act on what's in a dream because it's a metaphor.
But wait a minute. I don't think about Kevin and I having sex.
Yes,
when
you do.
Well, no, you
apparently
you
do.
Kevin working together closely in something that brings you both pleasure. You both enjoy being on the radio, doing what you're doing. You work closely. You're connecting, and it brings you pleasure.
Oh, whoa with that. Whoa, Kevin.
It's
a little more oblique, please. A little bit on point.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what it was.
I'm just saying that now we've heard it from, I'm going to go ahead and call Frank a medical professional, and he's given his blessing to go ahead and make it happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, well, whatever you want to say. I mean, we all get to interpret our dreams for ourselves.
Exactly. All right. Frank Runyon is the dream interpreter at dreamdoctor.com. Thank you for coming on the show today and setting us straight. We appreciate your time, sir.
Great to be back.
Thank you, Mark
Thompson. Thank you.
Any more sex positions you want to discuss,
no.
Kevin? Are you done?
No,
you all, set?
That last one surprised me too much. I'm
okay. All right, you're listening to The Kevin DeBede Show. Ralph is here for a final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What you talking about, Ralph?
Before I talk about Showbiz News, I'd like to give away some passes to the Pally Fest 2010. You've been hearing me talk about this amazing television festival that gives fans of their favorite TV shows, both past and present, give them a chance to meet the cast and creators of their favorite shows and ask them questions and hear all about how the shows came about. It's a great series. We already gave tickets away for The Vampire Diaries early today. Now, it's an evening with Seth MacFarlane and friends.
Hack.
All right. Are you going to be there?
I will not be. Because
huh.
it's
kind of a snub.
It's loaded up with people who really are involved with his shows. You know, Seth not only is the creator and star of The Family Guy, he also created and stars in American Dad. Responsible for the spin-off show, The Cleveland Show, which is very popular also. But the trivia question, if you'd like to go to this event, is the following. During the writer's strike, which crippled the animation business a few years back, Seth found another outlet for his comedy online, and I was very happy and honored that he asked me to take part in a few of those episodes as well. What was the name of the online series that Seth put together when we were all dealing with the writer's strike a few years back? If you know the exact title of that series, call now 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with the correct answer. Get a pair of passes to spend an evening with Seth MacFarlane and friends. The entire cast of Family Guy, I know, is going to be there and a bunch of very talented people, and Seth is a very entertaining guy in his own right, so you will have a good time, I promise you.
It's also much more fun because you usually see a 30-second clip on an entertainment show. This is a full hour where you actually get a lot of questions and follow-up questions.
Yeah, they'll have somebody who will monitor the conversation, and then they'll open up the floor to questions from fans, and they always get some interesting questions. Kevin and I both attended this thing, and it's a real blast. You will enjoy yourself. Spencer Pratt says now that Heidi's had her 10 plastic surgeries in one day, he might want to go undergo the knife and make a few corrections.
which is fascinating because he famously said he was against her plastic surgery. Remember?
Yeah, he said his favorite part of her now is her hair.
Yeah, he's full of crap.
Yeah, he's against it.
Star Magazine reports Spencer wants to get a little lipo, maybe a nose job, and some pec implants.
Pec implants?
Yeah.
That can't be common.
Maybe it's pecker implants. I don't know.
It's very different.
I can't read this. I'm going to get my writing glasses on. But yeah, he's going to have some work done, so we look forward to that, don't we?
Hmm. Yeah, don't care.
Their skin is golden.
Their skin is golden.
It's true.
Lindsay Lohan in the news. And says, although she may have been madly in lust with Samantha Ronson, it doesn't mean she's a hardcore lesbian.
But isn't that what she was saying a lot at the time?
That she was a lesbian?
Yeah.
No, not so much. Okay. Never really addressed that.
All right.
She told the London Sun newspaper that Sam is the only woman she's ever been attracted to.
Well, that's a bad choice.
It is. Of all the women.
Because she likes men. That's why.
Well, maybe.
That could be.
But if you are going to be with a woman, wouldn't you want to be with like a soft, girly, sexy woman? Unless she didn't like the competition. Maybe she didn't want the competition. Maybe she knew out of those two, she'd always be the hottest one.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
There certainly are all kinds of lesbian couples. You see the kind that seem to end up with the manly type, and then you see the so-called lipstick lesbians. There seems to be room for all of them.
But the girls who are dabbling usually go the lipstick route.
Right.
You very rarely see the diesel dykes hooking up when the girl's just sort of, it's got a weekend pass on the island of Sappho. she's not moving there. She's not buying waterfront property.
Just visiting.
Just taking the ferry over and then going right back home.
You can call it a ferry.
I wish
I were a lesbian.
Let's all play something.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Right. I like meat.
Okay, now you're good.
And now me.
I wish I were a lesbian.
All right.
Okay. She said she found the public focus on the relationship scary, however. And she thinks the nonstop fighting had to do with that and the fact that Samantha's friends and family were way too involved in her life. So it's other people. It's always outside. It's
but
always
wait, of course. But wait, the attention really didn't get paid until they started screaming and throwing drinks in each other's faces publicly, did
it? That's true. That was a big
part really.
Of it.
I mean, really. Yeah. We have a winner for your question here, Ralph. We have five winners, actually.
Wow! All right, let's talk to Ian. Ian.
Hey,
line
Ian.
Number six. Ian?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. What was the name of the online series that Seth MacFarlane put together during the writer's strike?
That would be Seth MacFarlane's Cavalcade of Cartoon Comedy.
That is absolutely correct. Congratulations. You're one of our lucky winners. You're going to spend the evening with the cast and creators of, all of Seth's shows, but it's Seth MacFarlane and friends.
Awesome.
Nicely done.
We'll give you all the details. Also, congratulations to Jennifer and David and Nestor and Jennifer. A lot of Jennifer's winning today.
I didn't say that at the time, but you can download that on iTunes now as well.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
And you also can buy the DVD, which is the uncensored version of Cavalcade of Cartoon Comedy.
Fantastic.
Which is even filthier than the online version was, which is hard to believe, because we got pretty filthy.
Yeah.
Still missing, but apparently sighted, is Growing Pains star Andrew Koenig. He apparently has been spotted in Vancouver, Canada. This is kind of a scary story. He went up to Vancouver on Valentine's Day on the 14th to visit some friends. He was supposed to fly back here to Los Angeles on the 16th, but never got on the plane. So understandably, his family is very concerned about the whereabouts of Andrew. He played Boner.
Boner!
He played Boner on Growing Pains.
So he didn't call them and say, "I'm not, by the way, hey, just so you know, not on the plane."
No.
Okay.
There are varying accounts. Some friends say that he told them that he was going to Vancouver to start his life over.
Okay.
The family apparently didn't know about this, but now they're saying he emptied out his apartment here in Venice, California he left.
Wow.
So, understandably, they would like to have some closure and know exactly what's going on up there in Canada. So, the cops have gotten multiple reports of people who have spotted him, so they're hoping they can finally find him and put him in touch with his family and everyone can know he's all right, so...
Has he still been in show business this whole time, or did he pretty much, after Growing Pains, he went back to being a civilian?
No, he did a lot of acting after that fact. Then he got most recently, apparently, into production and as a cameraman.
Hmm.
But there's a fan-made film called Batman Dead End, which is considered one of like the best Batman movies ever, even though it was made by a bunch of fans.
Really?
And he played the Joker in that before even Heath Ledger's performance, and was terrific, and everyone still talks about that to this day.
Hmm.
So if you can find it online, Batman Dead End, it's called. It's Batman fights the Joker and then the Predator and Alien all in the same movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a lot of fighting.
You might want to check that out. And Drew Barrymore had her birthday yesterday, of course. She is now got a new hobby, according to Star Magazine. She is saving her own hair.
What?
Apparently, she is finding gray hairs on her head. She's pulling them out and then storing them in a silver jewelry box her grandmother gave her.
To do what?
Why?
She's going to clone herself one day.
That's not true.
Have a lesbian relationship.
You're making that up.
I am totally making that up. I have no idea why anyone would want to save their hair, but apparently that's her new hobby.
And
finding gray hairs and saving them.
Only the gray ones.
Yes.
All right.
Hmm. Yes. I hope they're only the ones on her head, because it could be a very painful procedure if they were someplace else. I'm just saying. Fart lighter.
Yeah.
Give me a hard time. Light your farts on the radio. That's what Marconi had in mind when he invented it, I'm sure.
It is, by the way.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 33 years old today. I still wish we had the Pacquiao Mayweather fight coming up.
I know. When's that going to happen? Is it?
Maybe after these next two fights. We got Mayweather Mosley in May, and then we got Claudia and Pacquiao coming up this March. So we'll have to wait and see. Maybe fall. Maybe later in this year.
That'd be great.
Billy Zane's 44 years old today. George Thorogood is 60. And Edward James Olmos celebrates his 63rd birthday today. He, of course, Admiral Adama from the Battlestar Galactica.
So good in that.
What a great series that was. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Are you watching Galactica? Anybody watching Galactica? Or Caprica?
I have only watched the first.
I've watched a couple and I can't really get
on
board.
I'm not getting into it either.
I don't know what it is.
I've seen two of them. And I'm
a little slow for
it. On my TiVo.
Yeah.
It's there.
It may stay
there. It's recording.
Yeah.
Caprica is recording.
I know. In the same boat.
I'm not sure I'm going to it very often, but.
Well, maybe your TiVo's enjoying it because it likes shows about computers and robots and stuff.
Could be. Maybe it's just eating it alive. Yeah. All right. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We are going to ask the question, are hot dogs safe for kids?
Mm.
Or are they not? Should they be changed in some way because they're unsafe?
Mm.
We are going to talk to Spencer, the plastic surgery dispenser.
Well, he knows all about it now.
We're going to talk, are people who have personalized license plates always a-holes? The answer, yes.
Well, then we don't need to talk about that, apparently.
I'm just saying that Bean has one.
That's why I'm saying that.
Well, yeah.
And we'll check in with the great Sean Connery about Daniel Craig's wedding. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next. How about 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the late, great Johnny Cash, also some Pearl Jam, Muse, Jane's Addiction, and thank God Chevelle is back with a new song. It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.